Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra, live, uninterrupted, unedited, unadulterated, uncensored broadcast of this very fine day, the 25th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in London is exactly 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. It happens to be the same time also in my beloved, my sceptred, my holy land of Biafra, the dwelling and the resting place of my progenitors, my ancestors, to where I will be committed also myself. Because we are Chukwu Abiam to come down this very fine evening, that is the very first place he will set his foot on. It is an honor and privilege to come from such very fine place. It is an honor and privilege also to be known, referred to, born as a Biafran, for which I am very proud of. Therefore, I will welcome each and every one of you, irrespective of the continent, the country, the town, the city, the village, the homestead, irrespective of the street where you're living on, regardless of how high you are away from sea level. It doesn't matter what floor you're going to sleep this very night or morning or afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. All we do here on Radio Biafra is to welcome each and every one of you. And by so doing, to acknowledge respective time zones and their differences all around the world. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Especially our very own people in the Far Eastern part of the world. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We have been able to demonstrate in times gone by our indomitability, our indefatigability. We can never, ever, ever contemplate retreat nor surrender. Our march onwards is relentless and remorselessly so. Nothing born of a woman, nothing made by man is capable of stopping this very match. I re-echo the words of our late leader, His Excellency Dim Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu, the very finest of his generation. He said that even the grass will rise up to fight to defend the honor of these children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who this day, before we proceed any further, we must offer in absolute submission every adoration we can muster, every praise, every uplifting of name, all the prayers that we can conjure up, everything that we have become, everything that this entire effort is likely to become in the future, all of it. Without hesitation, we hand over to the Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the Author and Finisher, everything that we have in our possession. He made it possible because He is one true living God, and He is Chukwu Abiama, and is our God. That is why people must understand us. That is why you must come to your senses in acknowledgement that this very effort, piloted by the editorial board of Radio Biafra, through the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans in their respective countries, is simply unstoppable. Our mission is a very simple one, and very noble at that, to go and get Biafran truth and honesty. That is exactly what we are going to do. We can never, ever be deflected. We can never, ever, not at all, for one single moment, contemplate anything else apart from restoring Biafra. I don't believe in peace. I do not believe in peace. I believe that Biafra will come through the force of arms, or you will live as slaves forever. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of that same Almighty God, in whose name we do everything that we are doing, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I did not say Biafra Nigerians. I did not say about those who speak from both sides of the mouth. You don't quite know if you are for Biafra or if you are for the zoo called Nigeria. I attended a meeting once back home with somebody I thought was a human being. You sit with them in a meeting and they rabble on and on and on and on and on. They talk all manner of rubbish. And in conclusion, they say, we Nigerians, such people, I have no time or space for them. Our effort is a very simply defined one. You go and get Biafra by whatever means is at your disposal. We are preparing ourselves for that very noble mission. We have not found up to 100 men yet. Not up to 100. And we cannot commence any work on the ground until we are up. What we see are a bunch of them. They look like men, but they're women. They spend all their time yapping and yapping and hey, Yoruba man yaro. Yamorani. All the nonsense that they impregnated their wayward mothers and they gave birth to. People who should be men, they turned out to be women. How can I lead such men into war? It's impossible. Impossible, because they are infinitely cowards. We need men. Men of valor, men of fortitude, and men of honor. I will lead from the front. I never said I will be abroad broadcasting. I said I will lead from the front. Weapons or no weapons, Chukwu Abiama will give us what we're going to fight with. We will go down to the ground and we shall confront our enemies, whoever they are, wherever they're coming from. All that your rubbish squabbling, you want to be leader, you want to be... That nonsense can happen after Biafra comes. Right now, we are devoting all our energy towards getting Biafra. That is why we welcome you wherever you are. You must be listening to us either via satellite, because we are a satellite broadcaster. First of all, we illuminate. We bring light to bear on the lives of our people. Light. We bring light to bear on our people. And then after that, we strike them dead like thunder. I explained to people today the meaning of my name. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. Kanu means, is short for Kamanuozu, the god of thunder and lightning. I will illuminate your stupidity and then you'll be struck dead. That is why we are applying the same medicine to the zoo. And it got dust at the zoo. We will use truth, his yoke will boss our hand so that the world will see their vacuousness, their emptiness, and the charade that Lugard put together. And then we step in and decimate whatever is left of it. People are deaf. People are stone deaf. Of course, poverty. As some people said, Jehovah. They cannot stop us. I have come here. This thing that we are pursuing will end in one of two ways. Either Biafra comes or I will be dead. One of the two will happen. To let people understand that I am not a Biafran patriot. I am fanatical about my country. I am a fanatic. I am not a patriot. I have gone beyond patriotism. Those are the types of men I need flanking me to the left and to the right, and then the world will see what we can do. 100 is all I need. 100. And we go home. You see what we can do. Weapons or no weapons. I want to prove to the world that Chukwu Abiama is indeed a Biafran himself. You are about to see what will happen. You are going to read and remember who we are. Because you will know that we said something and we did it. Idiots came and yapped about and they left. Ndibo, what do you expect? That's how they were born, some of them. When I tell you that there is something quite evil about the world, Ibo, you don't understand me. Now it is beginning to manifest. And as time goes by, you will all be grateful for the services being rendered by Radio Biafra. This very magnificent platform that at this very moment, everybody is listening. Man, woman, or child, everybody is listening at rapturous attention, listening to the word of God, the gospel of truth emanating from this very platform, which you can receive via www.radiobiafra.co. We are also on biafrarestoration.com. If you download TuneIn app, you will get us, or you can listen to us via radioforest.net. You can also get Radio Biafra via peopleofbiafra.org, IPOB.org, or also indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are also on Radio Biafra Bespoke app, what we have done for our people who can do it for them. We are the only uniting force bringing the children of the Most High God to Kwabiama together. Not Delilah. We don't need those people. We are talking about genuine people, both men and women, together under one banner: truth and honesty, sincerity of purpose, focus to pursue what you have come here to do. That is why Chukwu Abiyama blessed us to do what no other person before us has been able to do. Nobody has ever done this type of thing before. Never, ever, ever. No group of people. Therefore, you are very unique. If you are a sincere Biafran participating in the activities of any Biafran family closest to you, you are indeed a child of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama, and you are indeed blessed. Therefore, I must welcome you wherever you are. Our lines, as always, will remain open. This is Radio Biafra. We are interactive. We don't screen any calls. People say, oh, you have... We don't have to. We are setting the template for democracy in the new Biafra. We are not going to be like any other useless, wretched, poverty-stricken black African country. Here we are going to build a civilization that everybody will be very proud of. You can ask any question, we will answer you. Anything I said, any question, will answer you. Some fools, despite the presence or the prevalence of internet connectivity, is still unable to access Radio Biafra accounts, and I'm very grateful to a former for letting them know. As the more I do Biafra, the more I understand why black people are backwards. I'm telling you the truth. The more I read some of the comments, the more you understand why they call black people from Africa black monkeys. Seriously speaking, there is something fundamentally wrong with our respective, both collective and individual thought processes. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with it. And we must fix it here. On this very platform, there is no room for envy, not any for jealousy. There is no room for greed. Here you have come to serve. The more you serve, the more Chukwu Abiyama will bless you. For those that have tried it before, they can testify to the goodness of the Most High God. Because as long as you serve Biafra, you are a Biafran. You are truthful. You are honest. You are sincere. There is nothing you desire, nothing you need that will not be given to you. All I pray every day is that Chukwu Abiyama should continuously find me worthy to serve him through what I do for my country. Because my country, Biafra, is the closest you can get to Chukwu. People that are godliness, you're wasting your time going to church on Sunday. You can do what? Biafra is the surest route by which you can get to God. And you ask me how, and I will tell you. Because we recognize that truthfulness is key to everything that you do. Eziokwubundu. The only people to imbibe that way of thinking are Biafran people. Truth is life. Eziokwubundu. And because truthfulness is godliness, what does that tell you? It means that Biafra equals, you know, I'm not very good at mathematics, I must confess. But when it comes to simultaneous equation, I don't know whatever you call it, I think it's quite simple. If truth is equals to God and Biafra is equals to truth by virtue of the fact that we say that truth is life, which is Eziokwubundu, translated in Igbo language, what does that make Biafra? Biafra is equals to godliness. It's as simple as that. They don't quite understand who we are. It is the responsibility of this very platform to educate the world as to what it means to be a Biafran. It means you are special. You are descended from heaven direct, from the bosom of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Omuanigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. That is why they despise you. That is why they hate you. Some people sometimes inbox me and say, oh, why do they have this vitriol? I said, why do they hate you in the zoo? Why is it that you're surrounded by enemies? We have to reflect. We are a microcosm of what is happening to Biafra. People will, not people, a few demented idiots. In their twisted minds, very little, they may find one or two things that is wrong with your conduct. It doesn't mean that you are flawed in any way. It means it's just a simple fact of the matter that they can never be like you. It's impossible. You can never be. In your next life, maybe you can ask Chukwu Abiama, or you can pray and say, look, if I have the next child, I want that child to grow up to be like those of them that run the affairs of Radio Biafra. But for now, you can never be. Very, very sad, but it's true. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you once again. Uche Mefa has joined me, and I'm waiting for the very eminent barrister. When he is opportune, he'll be able to join us as well. Wherever you are, please tell your friends and your family, tell those around you, tell them that this radio station, Abakwala Honzo, tell them that we are live on the air, broadcasting the entirety of humanity, millions of people tuning in and listening, because this is the only place where the whole truth is spoken without fear or favor, because that was the pledge we made before the Almighty God to grab him himself. This is Radio Biafra. Uche Mefa, if you can hear me, which I believe that you can, please start by acknowledging the very wonderful people of Biafra. Very lively, very, very effervescent. These people are naturally educated. It doesn't matter if you're a wine tapper, if you're, I don't know what it is, if you're a locksmith. Your profession is irrelevant. As long as you are born a genuine Biafran, you are born with intellect and intelligence. That is why our forefathers, without the benefit of Western education, was able to set up the finest political system in the world. The finest. The finest, live and let live. The only society predicated on the principles of natural justice is Biafra land in the entire humanity. The Greeks never had it. The Romans never had it. Only us. That is why the British came across it and said they have no history. And we are here to refute, to repudiate that very damnable assumption. Uche Mefa, the whole world is listening to you as well. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director, for that. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. And, of course, this evening is one of the best of its kind as well. This is Radio Biafra, and I broadcast the PM edition. Of course, I must begin by welcoming all Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world, all friends of Biafra, even enemies of Biafra and saboteurs within and outside this platform. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. This is the PM edition. And because we are preaching the truth here, because we are preaching freedom, and that freedom is Biafra, we welcome everybody, both detractors and genuine, well-meaning men and women of Biafra. And so, it is very instructive at this particular point in time that our people are continued to be advised as to what is to come and what is happening. It is very important that this platform, Radio Biafra, sponsored by the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, including Biafra land, will never change, because we believe in the cardinal principle of the truth, freedom, and justice. And incidentally, that justice, that freedom, that truth remains Biafra. And upon this platform, we anchor the Biafra Restoration Project. And we defend it jealously, because the heart of this project will never be allowed to see corruption. Simply because there are saboteurs, there are witches and wizards hovering around within the wider Biafra family. And so we are fighting two wars, internal and external. But I must say that the external enemy we have is secondary. That is Nigeria and their agents. The most potent enemy we have is within the wider Biafra family. Those who have developed a number of links, they come in different forms, they call themselves different names, and they have employed extraordinary methods. And so we are going to apply extraordinary solutions to fight them. And one thing in mind is that the atonement, which was concluded recently, is working, because all those who have skeletons in their cupboard are being exposed, not by anybody, but by God Almighty himself. And so God is fighting for us on all fronts, and what we need is to remain resolute, to remain absolutely dedicated to this hallowed Biafra Restoration Project. As I speak now, a number of enemies of Biafra Restoration Project and Radio Biafra and Indigenous People of Biafra are changing their names. They no longer answer their names. They are changing their names. They are gathering themselves. And very soon, you will begin not to hear about some organizations that say that they are fighting for Biafra. You have been hearing before. Very soon, and in the next coming days and weeks ahead, you will not hear about them again, because some of them are fraudulent. Some of them are going to change their names because they have been found to be fraudulent, and therefore they hope, they will hope on the altar of a coalition in order to hide their shame. But we will tell you when that time comes. We must not lose focus. Everything happening in the wider Biafra, in the Biafra family, is for good, and it is ordained by God. It is for the good of the struggle itself. And it also helps us to refocus. I will end by saying that the emergence of Nnamdi Kanu on the scene is not made possible by any man born of woman or flesh. It is made possible by God Almighty himself, because he has set him on this project together with the entire indigenous Biafra family all over the world, that Biafra may be restored. And I commend him to all men and women of good will from around the world, that he be supported, that he be given every necessary assistance, both spiritually and physically, to continue to do the good work that God has set him to do. Together we will restore Biafra. And it is either we are in or we are out. This is the second phase of this struggle, and it is in earnest. And make no mistake about it. Because we are born of imperfection, because we are human, we are not perfect, but we are sincere. Thank you very much, Director, and I'll stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that, HMFO. Thank you very much for all the work you have continued to do for your country, because we know you are unshakable. Some may shake and fall by the wayside, but the very heart, the spirit, the soul of this very effort remains intact, indivisible, impregnable, undaunted, and unrelenting. We continue to march forward, and you know why that is possible? Because Akanye Diocha, very clean, incorruptible. That is why people can faff around all they like. They have not found anything against us and can never find any, because our hands are clean, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Truth is life. That is why I never ask more than two questions. If I ask you the first one, you will start stuttering. The second one is designed to deliver the killer blow. You can never rise from it again. That is why, as Uche said, they are now ganging up, throwing away their names because they are tainted. They are now tainted. We told you, when we go into any battle, invariably we always win. Fighting us is futile. You will lose. And lose in a very, very sad way. I have also been joined by a barrister. Nihi Zukama na Neji. We are, oh my dear Lord, God have mercy. Indomitable. We are about to show them. Barrister, I don't know if you can hear me because the rest of the world is listening to me at this very moment. And it is my pleasure to welcome you, please. They are waiting graciously. If you can acknowledge them, please, if you may.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Director, before I finish, maybe in the next 5 or 6 minutes, if you lose me, I am far away past Bradford, past Nottingham. I'm on my way back. I haven't even reached Nottingham yet. That will tell you I'm up north.
Barrister, so are you now into buying and selling? What are you doing up north? To buy some things to sell?
Director, I'm into everything now, you know. Biafra has to come. Good evening, all of you. East, west, north, or south, I greet all of you. Wherever I am, I am with Biafra. Wherever I go, I take Biafra with me. Biafra has to be resurrected. I thank you, fellow Biafrans. PM, AM, we are with you anytime, any day. If we cannot broadcast, we will put previous recorded so as to keep in touch, so as to keep abreast of what is going on, because without Biafra, we will remain in slavery. We will remain in punishment. We will remain in penury. Therefore, Biafra must come. Wherever you are, Director, if I tell you, the mileage we're doing is about 100 miles per hour, I will have to stop now, probably re-engage with you at some, because I'm part of the investigation. We talk again. Chukwuadiama, bless all of you as we stand by and wait for Director's news. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister, and thank you very much. Barrister said he's traveling at a very high speed, over 100 miles an hour. I hope that is within the law, because he's a man of the law. He has to keep the law. Please, Barrister, we wish you Godspeed, and as soon as you can get back into London, that will be fine by all of us. Thank you very much once again, wherever you are. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. Please tell those around you. Tell them, please, to go and join us, to go and listen to Radio Biafra, to simply go to www.radiobiafra.co. You know, by this time, some people have gone into seizure. Do you know why? Because they are liars and they are deceivers. As soon as Radio Biafra comes on, Jonathan begins to call for the doctor. Everybody, all the corrupt politicians, everybody begins to look for their medicine. Some will even begin to take their sleeping tablets. They cannot stand it. They can't resist it, but they cannot take the pain that is to come, and that pain is truthfully delivered. Because here we speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but it. Isn't it quite interesting? People can say whatever they like, but nobody can say this is what they have done wrong. That is amazing. Coming from Igbo people as well. That is absolutely fantastic. Incorruptible. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Here you will learn, we will teach you, we will enlighten you, we will educate you, we will inform you, we will prepare you, equip you with every knowledge required to ensure that the coming of Biafra is smooth and untainted. That when this Biafra comes, in truth and honesty, we will proceed, of course, without failure to build the finest civilization known to mankind. Because we are beautiful, which is the meaning of Bunny, by the way. That's the meaning of Bunny. When they came and they saw it, they said, they are Makazi. Bunny means beautiful people. Most of you don't know the meaning, do you? That is the meaning of the word Bunny. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Wherever you are a Biafran. You're indeed privileged. You're a friend of Biafra, of course. Chukwa Biama is with you. By Chukwa Biama, we mean the God that made the heavens and the earth. With us, the Ethiopians and the Israelites are the three, the triangle of God's Holy Trinity. The three that he chose. Isn't it amazing? This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you once again. Please go and get your pen and paper ready. +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 or 0044, depending on your preference. 78 313 08376. That is our principal Radio Biafra line when we're in London. Of course, we have a universal number. Wherever we go to, this number always works, and it is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 208 133 9976. We are also on Skype. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. For Skype, please, it is very simple. One word, Radio Biafra, all together in lower casing, or you look for Radio Biafra and the figure one. However you choose to come through to us, even if you prefer as a principal officer of state to come via Rapid Response 68, we will graciously take your call, put it to the hearing of the whole world, that maybe perhaps we may also learn from you. You own Radio Biafra. This is your platform. And the whole world is listening, including Barack Obama, believe it or not. Every head of state, they are either listening or they delegate people to listen, because they also want to learn about Biafra, which is why we tell them that they have nothing to be afraid of. We are the most original of democrats in the world. We believe in the sanctity of life, in the preservation and private ownership of property. Therefore, we are the best people to do business with. Our oil, we give away. It doesn't matter. What we want is our liberty and our freedom. That's all we're asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. The same way we were before the white man came. We were civilized people. And they came, turned everything upside down. Now some people say, oh, but our name is Lower Niger Congress, that's our name. And I ask them, where did you get that name from? They can't quite explain it, you see. It lacks a bit of truthfulness and originality. That is why anything that you ask us to defend about Biafra, we are able to do so. People say, but we don't know where this Biafra starts. We say we know where it begins and where it ends. The part of the zoo untainted by Islam. Very, very simple. Can go and find it. Now they understand that our quest for the restoration of our country is guided spiritually from up above. I have a very important announcement to make this very evening following. Oh my goodness me. I don't know, people have been lobbying very hard, following massive, unremitting pressure. This evening, I have agreed to the formation of what will be referred or known as the Dispute Resolution Panel. We are, from this day onwards, this very panel, anybody within this very movement, whatever the gripe is that bothers on disagreement, you take it to these people. But they have a very specific task right now, and they have only 3 weeks to report to the whole world. Any recommendation they make is final. I have given them that authority. And we have carefully selected people of not only unimpeachable character and integrity, but those who are as independently minded as possible. The chairman of this very dispute resolution panel will be Dr. Ogedi Ozokwe. Dr. Ogedi Ozokwe, who is also an elder of the congregation we have here in London. He will chair this very important, the first committee of this type we are setting up with such very important task. Mrs. Amaka Wanebo is from the USA. She will also be amongst this very panel. Reverend Sister Cecilia, who is based in Germany, is also amongst this very panel. Fred Onyali will also be there. So also is Arin Zawogo, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspaper. And the secretary that will service them will be Obioma Eberemai, principal private secretary. I'm donating him so he can get all their paperwork together and be able to, if they wish, take the minutes of the meeting and also be able to ensure that what is called briefings go out to people in timely manner before they meet. I repeat once again, this dispute resolution panel that will deal with everything that they see fit and also be able to make recommendations will be headed by Dr. Ogedi Ozokwe, and the
The personnel that will work with him will be Mrs. Amaka Wanebo from the USA, Reverend Sister Cecilia from Germany, Fred Onyale from Germany also, and Arinza Work, the publisher of Eastern Pilot newspaper, who is also domiciled in Biafra land. And that is the end of the announcement. They have work to do right now. Within 3 weeks, they will report live on air their findings and their recommendations as well to the entire Biafran family all over the world. But for now, please do not take any case to them. I don't want to overwork Obioma Ebere for now, but he will take directives in relation to this very task from Dr. Ogede Ozokwe, who will then decide who to take the positions from or who to take testimony from. That is what we have decided to do, to allow us to continue this very work that we are doing, because sometimes people bring things to me I don't wish to deal with them. Others should be able to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Having given our numbers, having prepared the minds of our people for what is to come with the formation of this very dispute resolution panel, which will be headed by Dr. Ogede Ozokwe, who came to Enugu to see me. He came on the air and said once that he will come to Biafra land. And when he comes, that he will stay with us at the office. I thought he was joking. He came with his cousin and they stayed with us at the office before we went off to the cenotaph when it was under construction. And he was able to see it. And he was able to take care of us in his own usual style. We know that he will be able to serve his country very diligently. He's a man of independent thought. He is a medical doctor. And he will be able to, of course, deliver a very fine verdict, which will be consistent with natural justice, fair play, decency, uprightness, and patriotism. That's what we're looking for, because we are Radio Biafra. We continue by way of headlines this very day, the 25th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2014, with the time now standing at approximately, I would say, 19 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening. We are reporting that the sabotaging strategy is in play as Nigeria and Israel relations will improve security and economy, according to somebody named Opara. He's an Igbo man. What do you expect? It will improve security and the economy. Where? In the zoo. That economy means that Igbo people continue to reside in Lagos. It means that Biafrans are scattered everywhere, all the way from Bauchi to Gombe, going from Guzom all the way to Sokoto, to Katsina, to Zaria, to Maiduguri. That is the meaning of economic improvement. If they wish to improve the economy, why don't they reopen Calabar and Port Harcourt seaports? Then you will see what will happen. But they won't do that. People talk about economic recovery without understanding the concept, without understanding the fundamentals of economic development. After all, these people are not finally, I don't know what is wrong with them. Their education sometimes, it makes me wonder. It makes me to wonder sometimes. I don't get it. You want Israel to participate in the economy. You don't want to be free. What is wrong with us that a people that cherish so much freedom, we believe in autonomy. All of a sudden, we want to be part of this very damnable contraption. I remember people telling me that they have something that they're doing. Oh, they want to go. They told me, I went to Lagos and they told me, come, let us join and do a new Nigeria movement. I told them to get away from my face. What Nigeria? At least they were able to confirm it today. They confirmed it today that is, you see, I never change. Nobody can come to me and say, oh, there was a time he was working or trying to save Nigeria. Never. Never, ever, ever. Today, there were all these people running around. They are now abandoning all their names. How many were there? I think there were about 9. We only had a conference only in Norway. Only Norway. Source of Norway. Can you count the number of people that came? And only they called a conference for all over the world. Only 9 people. 9 Sosa, with 6 coming from Spain. Oh my God. The day we call a world conference, that country cannot contain us. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. IPOB. You gotta mark it down somewhere. When we commence action, the world will know. We don't believe in we are doing something. We are the heart of the government. No, we don't work with the zoo. They are baboons and monkeys. We don't work with them because the law doesn't work in that very place. You can be as green with envy as you like, as the zoo flag. You can be as jealous until your face is contorted. It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter. Here we preach the truth. You may not like it, but you will come to respect it. We continue. 2015 again. Jonathan's re-election will set the zoo ablaze. Hell, Onyewamna Chineke, please let it come. That's what we want. We want the zoo to be burnt to the ground so that their civilization will be set back so many centuries that, in fact, Somalia will look like the Belize. It will look so beautiful compared to the zoo. We told them 2015, the beginning of the end, from where there will be no reverse until the end comes. The only way they can avert that danger, if Jonathan is smart, is to allow Biafra to emerge. Give us Biafra, go to Namibia, enjoy your money with your wife and your children, and you are very, very happy. If you behave like Mohamed Siad Barre, then you will die there. South Africa says its relationship with the zoo is more important than money, so they are returning the seized $15 million. How very magnanimous of them. Massive corruption going on under Jonathan Okonjo-Iweala. Oh, sorry, and under Okonjo-Iweala's watch, according to Amaechi. Amaechi is a governor with a private jet. Amaechi, how much is your salary every month? How could he afford a private jet? No. You don't do corruption, do you? You are black people. You are caught. Have you ever seen a monkey before? You give them, if you take a bunch, tomorrow you go to the zoo. Take a bunch of banana. Give one to the monkey. The monkey will take it. You know, you watch the eyes. The eyes will be moving from right to left, right to left. What it's looking for is to come and steal the bunch you're holding and the one you're carrying in your hand. Pretend that you're just looking away. That same monkey you gave one banana to will come and take the whole bunch. This is your G. Black people, black monkey. Thieves. Ndiyoshi, ndiyoshi, nandiyama. Thieves, you go and people say to you, take this very budget, run this thing for us, this office for us. You take it, you go and buy a private jet. In fact, pot and kettle comes to mind, proverbially speaking, of course. Military doubts Boko Haram terrorist ceasefire, expect deadlier attacks. But of course, we told you, they told Jonathan, please give us $1 billion. And Jonathan did. Jonathan gave them $1 billion to stop their hostilities against the zoo so that he can go back and contest for the very third time. That didn't quite work out. They took the money. You know, they are very clever. You know, I was on Ezekwesi. Very, very clever people. They took the money. They told him to go to hell. They're still mounting far more deadlier attacks against the zoo because Jonathan doesn't listen. We have advised him before. Jonathan, if you're listening, listen very carefully. If your eardrums are blocked, get cotton buds and open it. Unwax your eardrum so that you can be able to reason like a human being. Jihadist Islam never stops until they are either comprehensively defeated by a matching ideology or they prevail. I repeat what I said. Jonathan, Boko Haram will not stop because before Boko Haram, that was Maitasine. That was Janjaweed. All these people from 19, in fact, since the coming of the Fulani people through Othman Danfodium, they have been fighting and waging this very war till today. They are not going to stop. Something you couldn't stop for nearly 148 years. How are you going to stop it now, Jonathan? It is impossible. You can never stop it. How do you deal with it? You contain it. For you, they said iron sharpened iron, if I'm not mistaken. For you to defeat an ideology, you need an ideology to defeat an ideology. People don't understand why Biafra is a religion. You need something, of course, Christians abandoned you, that's obvious. You need a religion that you believe in, willing to die for, to defeat another religion coming to conquer you. And is it making any sense to people? We are Radio Biafra now. We educate our people. We equip them with the knowledge. That is why you can never defeat us in a debate. H.O.I. Potanwa. Envy and jealousy may drive you. You say, yes, I'm going to... You'll be disgraced. Two questions. Boko Haram terrorist sponsorship. No secret trial for Ndume. Their own senators are busy sponsoring their own people to do something. And they're begging them, please, what do you want? Take the presidency. Take the Senate. Everything you need. Take all the oil coming from the land of Biafra. Take it. And they're saying no. Their own senators are the ones sponsoring their people. Isn't it any... Is it surprising that the House of People gets all that they need? They didn't start today. Go way back. Sir Ahmadu Bello, the Sultan of Sokoto, the spiritual leader of all the Muslims in the zoo. Then, When people were forming their party, Nigeria this, Nigeria that, he formed his own Northern People's Congress. He didn't give a toss. He said, my interest is to protect the North. And that's it. Azikiwe was begging him, oh, please don't go. Let's stay in one. They said, okay, we'll stay. But Tafawa Balewa will become the prime minister. The power will reside with him. You yourself will be traveling and drinking tea. And he said, yes, only Igbo. He wanted to be, you know, Igbo plan leadership. That reminds me about what is happening to us as well. Igbo people and leadership. Do you know that was why Biafra failed? Biafra failed because Nnamdi Azikiwe composed this very beautiful anthem that we play all the time. Of course, it's a Scandinavian hymnal. We know that very well. Nnamdi Azikiwe wanted to remove Ojukwu the same way that he removed Oyeyèmí. Ojukwu said no. He said, okay, I'm joining Nigeria. Typical Igbo man. Igbo man. Leadership. So because of leadership, you were worried about what was going to happen to you. You decided to go and join your enemies. That is what is happening today. They're having a meeting in Spain, and somebody is telling them, Nnamdi came to Lagos, was in my, of course I was in his office, not his office, in Ndubuisi Kanu's office. Oh, he was in Lagos, we stayed for 4 hours discussing it. What did I tell you? After you finished rambling, I said, you are talking rubbish. I will not be, he mentioned it himself. I told him, in Ndubuisi Kanu's office, I will not work with Yorubas. He said it today, on tape. It must be tape in here. No, they played their own tape. We didn't record them, please. He said it publicly. I said no to Nigeria. I said no to working with Yorubas. Go and ask him. He'll tell you. Live. He was calling him from Lagos. These are people that go and copy everything we do. They come out, they rehash it, and they start to sound like intellectuals. After our 31st of December last year, that is monumental broadcast on Lugard. People listen and they come out, they now become experts. Of course, we concede to them. Our job is to educate. And we are doing that very, very well. Nigeria, my foot. Lower Nigeria, my rub. Nonsensical nonsense. You can do whatever you want to do. Never, ever encroach into the territory of IPOB. Never, ever, ever. We know what we are doing. We are focused. We are determined. And we are delivering on all points. There is nothing I have ever opened my mouth before to say we are going to do which we've not done. Nothing. Talking, you're depending on Yoruba media to propagate your message. You will fail. You gave me documents. They gave me documents from Lagos. What is it? New Nigeria Movement. As soon as I came out, I put it in the dustbin. I wonder how things are work. Put it in the dustbin. Insane people. South Africa returns seized 15 million to the zoo. And also, lastly, but not the least, synagogue, church, TB, Joshua, and contractor to face Corona November. I don't know why we're reporting this. It sounds very tabloidish to me. Tabloid, you know, like tittle tattle. I don't quite like this type of news. How does this enhance Biafra? I don't like it. I don't. And I won't go into it. Let us go back to the beginning and then bring you the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, with the time now standing at approximately 8 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening here in London and also in Biafra, because we share the same time zone and all the rest of the world. Not because we shared, because they keep messing about with the clock. Go forward and go backwards. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. Please tell other people to join us. Tell them that they can get us on www.radiobiafra.co. We are on TuneIn. We are on Biafra Restoration. In fact, just go to Google and you type in Radio Biafra. You will be able to see us there. This is live and this is direct. How you know it is live is because of the time. Because right now the time is 7 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening of the 25th of October 2014. Now the news in greater detail. The Executive Secretary, Nigeria Christian Pilgrim Commission, John Kennedy Opara, said on Thursday that Nigeria's relationship with Israel would help strengthen it economically through technology exchange as well as improve security and agriculture. Opara, at a forum of the news agency of the zoo in Abuja, said the zoo was the only country that had an organized setup for pilgrimage, stating that the rewards for the development will soon begin to yield benefits. Before now, the relationship between Israel and the zoo was casual, but now we have discovered that there is something that is binding us together. There has been exchange on the area of education, in the area of defense, in the area of security, in the area of agriculture, and so many other things. Now, Listen very carefully, please, our dear people. We go to Israel to perform pilgrimage, yes? The zoo doesn't pay for it. They don't. You have to try and suffer to go. You can be on a waiting list to go to Israel for pilgrimage for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. But Hausa Fulani people, they go every blessed year. They have international airports dotted everywhere. They fly direct to Mecca or to wherever place that they wish to go to. And now this man is saying that there is something we can benefit by being very close to Israel. He's saying we, that is the monkeys in the zoo. Compare that with Saudi Arabia. The only thing you get from Saudi Arabia is Islamic extremism. It's drink blood. Let us kill. But from Israel, at least they can get some semblance of economic improvement. They can look towards education. They can look towards all that capital infrastructure. What help does Saudi Arabia give to the monkeys in the zoo? These are the two places where they perform pilgrimage to. One is Saudi Arabia, one is Israel. Look at Saudi Arabia, what are you getting? Look at Israel, what are you getting? And what are the potentials you possess to get more things coming in? From Saudi Arabia is Quran and death. Kill, 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 kill. Bloodthirsty people. From Israel, you can get education, you can get infrastructural assistance, you can get help with agriculture and all the rest of it. Why don't people reason very far? What does that tell you? You are in a zoo where some people have adopted Sharia law, as we keep saying on Radio Biafra. And as everyone knows, as we have kept saying here on Radio Biafra, and will continue to say, Sharia law does not work in a democracy. Sharia law is anti-democracy. Therefore, when Britain is saying, oh, the integrity or the territorial integrity of the zoo is not negotiable, you're asking me to live alongside people that practice Sharia law. If that is the case, there are Muslims in England. They live in Bradford. They live in West Yorkshire. A lot of them. Why don't you allow Sharia law in Yorkshire? Britain will not allow it. England will not allow Sharia law in their own country. But they force we Christian Biafrans, not me, because my religion is Biafra anyway, I'm not a Christian. They are forcing the majority of Biafrans who are Christians to live with Sharia law. Tell me the justice in that. United States of America, USA. Is there any Sharia in any part of USA? The answer is no. Any MR in USA? The answer is no. Is there any MR in Sweden? No. In Norway? In France? Then, why are all these countries, knowing fully well that Christian ethics, so to speak, or Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system is infinitely irreconcilable with Sharia law, why do you then want us to live with Sharia law? Because that is political Ebola, basically. They have continued their experimentation with us to try and test to see if monkeys can live together. If those of them wearing Sharia law can live together with those of them wearing Christian law, can they be together? They are experimenting with us. The same thing hasn't worked in their countries, but of course it's Africa. Anybody is free to come in to experiment. Now you understand why they want Radio Biafra to be shut down. Because the education you get on Radio Biafra, you cannot get, money cannot buy it. It's priceless. That's why they want us to shut down, including those fathered by Hausa Fulani. Please go and do a DNA test. All of you yappy, yappy people, I am telling you that most of you will discover that your real father is actually from Hausa Fulani. Then you begin to look for your dad, or you go to your mom and ask your mom, where is my father from? You'll be surprised. They will tell you your father comes from Zungeru. You'll be amazed. Then you will know why you have been basically behaving like Ewu Hausa all this while. We continue. Sabotaging strategy, the zoo and Israel relations will improve security and economy. That is what we have presented this very fine evening. From Israel, you get something. From Saudi Arabia, death. AK-47. Bullets. Roadside explosives. Rocket-propelled grenades. Beheadings. Beheadings. Every blessed day there are aircrafts taking off. Now they have built a new one at Dusse, which is very close to Kanu Airport. All of this time they are flying to Hajj or Jihad, whatever they call it. They come back with their AK-47. They become more radicalized, they say, go and spread Islam by force. And they are coming after you. Jonathan, re-election will set the zoo ablaze, and we are praying for that, please. That is where I believe in what Barrister is saying. Jonathan, please run and vote him in so that the zoo can burn and Biafra can emerge from the ashes like Phoenix. Well-known Islamic cleric Sheikh Dr. Ahmed Gumi has foretold of violence should President Goodluck Jonathan go on to contest and win the 2015 presidential election. Gumi made this known in an open letter he wrote to the president yesterday and made available to Vanguard in Kaduna. We have never, this is according to this very man, he's called a sheikh. Onyisioji, he's answering sheikh, but we leave him. Let's continue. We have never met, despite the fact that we were all born and we lived for more than half a century in this great vast country called Nigeria. Nigeria is not a country and can never be. The zoo, you see, is a contraption. Without the British, there will be no Nigeria. Without Frederick Lugard and the girlfriend, there will be no Nigeria. In other words, if you accept Nigeria as a country, you are saying that the British people are creators of you as a human being. They are your God. Of course, they are. We know that. To some of you, you may deny it, but that is true, because they created you. The woman went further to say that there is no place called Nigeria. I just made the name up. That's what she said, the woman herself, in her book, Flora Shaw. In this, our great, vast country called, hey, black people. I don't want to speak against the spirit. If not, I would have said to Chukwu Abiyama, in my next life, if there's no next life, please, you see Africa and the people there, please do me a favor. I don't know how people can be so foolish to the point whereby to understand or grasp something so simple and mundane becomes extremely tortuous and very difficult. Why is that? Go and dig the history of this place never existed before 1900. No, never. Have you seen any country that is less than 100 years old? Are you people normal at all? And you say you're a Nigerian? Are you okay in your brain? God forbid. God forbid. Anyway, if you say you're a Nigerian, that means you're a creation of the British. Who knows? Maybe you want to be European. I don't know. He said to the president, we have never met before, but they're occupying a very vast country. It's here we all grew up. And we are educated, and I presume, except by divine providence, it is here that we will all be buried. Of course, you can be buried in Nigeria. I will be buried in Biafra land. Is it by force? You can go and, Yorubas are half Muslims, which means Yorubas, you know, when people are telling me this nonsense in Lagos, let us unite. We are the new Nigeria movement. We have divided the zoo. The north is there. There is middle belt. And then we combine with Yoruba. And I said to them, you are talking rubbish. Yoruba is half Muslim. Yoruba is better off with Hausa Fulani people in whatever nonsense they wish to call their country. That is their business. So if you say we combine, let us take this for example. You say, oh, we must unite with Yorubas and be in one country. Then what happens to the Muslims in Yoruba land? What will be our overarching value system? On what foundations are we going to build this very new country upon? Half Islam, half Christian. It will never work. Simple and short. Every time they bring up all this nonsense, that is why they are running from Radio Biafra. We smash it to pieces. We dissect their argument and show how empty it is. It's not a question of getting upset or shouting or screaming. No. Very, very simple. Show me any country that is growing in the world where there are competing value systems, Islam and Christian. Show me. And then I'll rest my case. You want us to join with Yoruba people. That is your business if you want to. Go and join them now. After all, most of you live, we are born in Lagos. And you started to behave like the people that you were born very close to. He wants to leave, or he says, Jonathan, if you contest and win, there will be chaos. And I welcome it. I welcome it. Because from chaos, Biafra will emerge. We are the only people, IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra, we are the only ones talking about freedom for Biafra. The rest is, oh, Nigeria, let's manage it. We go to court. We come through the back door. We are from here. Bunkum. Anybody who is afraid to use the word Biafra is not a Biafran. you are not a Biafran. If you don't use the word Biafra, you are not a Biafran. You don't know the meaning of it. Go to every map going back as long as man can remember. I said to people that we are 5,000 years old. They were disputing me. Go to Israeli calendar today. How many years are there? 5,700 and something odd years. Is that not correct? This is a place where you get the truth. Gospel is you from here. Gospel. You may not believe it because some of us may not be enlightened enough to appreciate the gravity of what we are saying, but it is the truth. The South African government has returned the 1.5 million earlier seeds from the zoo. The disclosure was made by South African ambassador to the zoo, Lulu Mguni, at a news conference on Friday. The country had on September the 5th, 2014, seized 9.3 million cash belonging to the zoo, and a month later seized another five. They seized the first one. They seized the second one. These very poor men in Bilie, can you ask them to give you account? Maybe they can give you some money from the 5.2 million they got back. Oh my goodness me. Is this chicken change people contribute to run Radio Biafra? That's what they want. Look at it now. That money is coming from Aguleri oil field. It's coming from Awamama, from Uguta, from Ohaji, from Ebema. It's coming from Okwa. These are Biafran money coming all the way from Nembe in all the oil producing areas from Eket. They are taking the money. Go and ask them for account. Let them account to you. Ndiara Nandioshi account. Criminals. They are taking your money. They took away 15 million in total. They are bringing them back. Go and ask Jonathan for account. Poverty stricken people. They went on to say that South Africa's relations with the zoo has come a long way. So now DOS actually will make us much closer to see how we can close some of these gaps that result in such accidents. It's an accident to steal money. Black people. Black, they don't fail to amaze me. Somebody stole money, was transiting that money through your country, says an accident. Of course, South Africa will be very cordial towards the zoo. After all, Mandela, in fact, the whole of ANC, they came there. The zoo funded them. That is the only reason why, if you can notice, I don't mention Murtala Mohammed too much. He's a Hausa Fulani man. But that man, he was a very bad man and a killer of people. But he had some principles. He was against South Africa. He was actually the man that rose up and said that Africa should form an army to go and fight whites in South Africa. And of course, the British arranged for him to be assassinated. It was the British that killed Murtala Mohammed. The same way that Sani Abacha killed Ken Seriwa after serving him. Despite all the years of service of Hausa people, as soon as Murtala Mohammed stepped on the toes of the British, they told Dimka to take him out. Dimka assassinated him. They didn't want palace coup. They said, take him out. British organized for the assassination of Murtala Mohammed. Go and watch the film called The Death of the Black President. Now you see why Radio Biafra is important in your lives. And I'll tell you why they killed him. This same British government here, not this very one, they killed Murtala Mohammed. Why? Because Murtala Mohammed, the same reason why they did not support Ojukwu and Biafra. British. They said, why did you change the name or why did you nationalize British assets in the zoo? Because before, the first bank you're seeing today used to be called Standard Bank. The Union Bank you're seeing today used to be called Barclays Bank. Don't you know that? The same AP, Africa Petroleum, you're seeing today used to be called British Petroleum. Now, the Yorubas managed to convince Murtala Mohammed to privatize. Do you know what the Yorubas did? The Yorubas used all the money they stole from Biafra land to buy all the shares in these companies. Shell, being very, very clever, changed their name immediately to Shell Nigeria Limited. Now it is Shell Nigeria PLC, registered as an indigenous company. That was how Shell escaped it. If you haven't paid your monthly, this lecture is not for you. It doesn't just come for free. Can't you people see why they want to close you down? Because there are some things we don't want to reveal to you. Go and ask anybody. Why was Murtala Mohammed assassinated? He nationalized all the companies. He went to OAU. He made a very fiery speech about Africans uniting to go and fight apartheid South Africa. They said, take away this baboon. They shot him to pieces. The only man assassinated. Why is it that other coups have always been very peaceful? It is only the only man who spoke up or against British imperialism. He's the one that was killed. Buhari tried to challenge them. That's why they removed him. They brought Babangida. After the Omar Odigo thing, the Margaret Thatcher was livid. How dare you come to take our billionaire, Omar Odigo, from our land? They said, please clear them off. They gave Babangida money. Babangida, that, go and watch Babangida's tape when he came to the UK. Everything we tell you is historical and documented. Babangida was given a very lavish state reception when he dined with Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Go and check it. Historical facts. This is Radio Biafra and Agwonere. Nobody can do it the way we do. No human being can. Sunday or Wednesday. South Africa says its relationship with the zoo is important more than the money they stole, and they have brought the money back. We continue. River State Governor, this man is Chibika Amaechi. They call him Rotimi. He has a Yoruba friend. Of course, we are the only people that answer Rotimi. How many Yoruba people answer Chijoke in the era? We continue, and the world the same. He has accused the President Goodluck Jonathan-led administration of massive corruption. This man has a jet flying all over the place. How did you get the jet? But of course, being black people that we are, we'll bypass all of that and we'll begin to say that Jonathan is corrupt. Of course, who isn't corrupt in Africa? We are, can't you see, monkey come and chop banana. The eyes will be darting from left to right, looking for what to steal. Black monkeys. That is what it is. Simple. Criminals. That is why when they see people who are whiter than white, they cannot believe it. They are saying, but me, I'm a criminal. How can this man not be a criminal? No, I am not. You are, but I'm not. Believe it, I am not. You know, you look at yourself because you are decaying from the inside out. You are poor and wretched. You think every other person you are privileged to talk to is as wretched spiritually as you are. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Before Chibika Amaechi throws any stones at Jonathan, please tell us how you got your private jet. That, therefore, nullifies any attack on Jonathan. As I said to people about all this hoo-ha, all this nonsense going on, I said somebody lied. Somebody lied. They lied. The simple fact that somebody lied and said, women, we are removed. And I said, they said they were removed. They said that thing rubbish. We responded by exposing them that they are liars. In any competent court of law in the world, once they have found your testimony not to be reliable, the court will quietly dismiss you and say you should go to the wayside. Nothing else you say, even if it is the truth, will be admissible in court. How do you think O.J. Simpson walked away scot-free after the death of the wife? Anytime, and you wonder why white people are growing and building skyscrapers and we are doing cleaning for them. They understand the law. Once you're a liar, once you have lied, every other thing you say is a lie. It cannot be admissible in court. Go anywhere and check it out. I'm not a lawyer. Because all the defense lawyer will say is that, Your Honor, but this person lied before. How are we sure they're not lying now? The judge will say, oh, that is true, and that's the end of the case. Somebody lied before. She was caught lying, red-handed lying. They have continued to lie through their back teeth, and they will continue to lie, and they will sink in their lies. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. Incorruptible. That's who we are. Nobody can come and say, not even in a private conversation have I discussed Nigeria with anybody. You know the way you go and see somebody, you're discussing, oh, how do we do Biafra this? And nobody can come up and say, oh, at one point we heard him saying something about Nigeria. Nobody, even this man today confirmed from Lagos, told them from Lagos. When he came to see me at my office, we sat down, we discussed for 4.5 hours. He was against Nigeria. Oh my God. I am consistent and never change. Go and ask Tony Nadi. He will tell you, I do not change. People may change around me and fall by the wayside. I remain consistent. My hatred for the zoo is pathological. I despise everything Nigeria. I'm from Nigeria, I say. If I have nuclear weapon today, I will sink the place. Heaven is my witness. I hate Nigeria with a passion. Because they took away the lives of our people, 5.2 million, starved over 1 million people to death. Today, I travel to Port Harcourt, I can see ships sailing by, but I cannot ask a ship to come from Europe to come to Port Harcourt, my land. How sad is that? I have to travel to Ebendio Femmanu. What nonsense is that? Amechi cannot speak. He cannot speak. Self-acclaimed Secretary General of Boko Haram, Malam. Secretary General of Boko Haram. These guys, their capacity to amuse is infinite. So they even know what is secretary. Onyawasa, secretary. Okay, let's continue. Self-acclaimed Secretary General of Boko Haram, Malam Danladi Amadu, has blamed armed robbers and hired assassins, among other criminals, who he said had infiltrated the terrorist group, for breaching its ceasefire agreement with the federal government of the zoo, saying that the agreement is on course. Now, what they are saying in effect is that this very man has collected his own share. After 6 months, another person will come out and say, this is Secretary General. Then will come out and say, I am the provost of Boko Haram. Please give us money. We can broker a ceasefire. The other will go and look for money and give them. They will come back and they will break it. Boko Haram is like ISIS. They are like Taliban before them. They are like Al-Qaeda before them. They never stop. But because we are black people from Africa, our brain cells are not quite functioning very well. To grasp this very simple message is difficult. Boko Haram will never ever stop until they subdue you, or until they're afraid of you. The only thing that can save the zoo is Biafra. Biafra will be like Israel. You can't come into us. We can infiltrate you. We speak Hausa. We speak Yoruba. We understand your culture and your language very, very well. That is why, and I don't want to say much, Biafra intelligence service will be the finest. Maybe only second to Mossad. Who knows? Do you know how many languages we can speak? Do you know how many languages Biafrans can speak all over the world? Against Ndena Chinama. They stand no chance. People should give us support. We know what we're doing. We are never, ever going. We can never align with the zoo. Never, ever, ever. Just be rest assured. You cannot wake up one morning and say, oh, do you know something? Nam, they can. They have gone to. It will never happen. I said never. It can never. You may be a bad person to yourself, but not with. Biafra is the closest you can get to God. It's my own ark of covenant. Biafra is my own ark of covenant. You may not understand it. By the way, most of us are Africans. What do we know? There is no ceasefire happening. Things are as bad as they have ever been in the zoo. The Abuja Division of the Federal High Court yesterday refused an application for the trial of the Senator Muhammad Ali Ndume, who is accused of sponsoring the Boko Haram sect, to be conducted in secret. The application was filed by the Office of the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Mohamed Bello Adeke San, senior advocate in a country without law. This man is advocating for this very trial to be held in camera. In other words, away from the prying eyes of the people that would want to cover everything. Maybe as the trial is going on, if this man is heavily implicated, they'll give him tea. He will drink and die the same way they killed Abacha and Abiola. And then the case will be closed. Typical. They will not want people to learn from it. It was the same white man that gave you this system of law that you practice said, justice must not only be done, but must be seen to be done. That is the essence of it. But their myopic ape minds cannot comprehend that, can it? When you're serving justice in order to maintain equity and fairness and be able to also educate people as to their future conduct in relation to that particular case or anything similar to it, you need to conduct trials in the open. In Biafra land in those days, if there is any dispute or any trial, it is always held in the open. Always in the open. And you ask the jury to go in this. The same thing you have in England happening used to happen in our villages. The only thing is that they didn't have somebody wearing a wig. They will say, which means the jury, go out, having considered all the evidence, go out and make a decision and come back. Now, they will come back and say, this is our finding. Oh, my God. I wish the British would spend some time in Biafra land and understand that they copied everything from us. When you go to Biafra land and there is a judgment in those days when, because I grew up in the village, you will come. I'm saying this because of this nonsense about going to law court and holding this very meeting, the trial in secret. If you go to a British court on Monday, what you will see is, if a case has come to its conclusion, you will hear the judge say the jury should rise and go and deliberate and come back and bring. The same thing happens in Biafra land. But the difference is that we've been practicing our own for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. But when the British came, they saw that these people were highly advanced. You know what they did? They brought Kotoma. So if you don't know English language, that is it. You know, our brother was speaking it yesterday. When they say one thing, the ape will interpret something else. And that's where why we are so messed up today. We had a superior legal system. Our political system in Biafra land was the best in the world. Not even the Greeks or the Romans came close to it. There was no capital punishment. Go and ask anybody anywhere. In a traditional, normal Biafran setting. What we had was ostracization and excommunication. It is far more better for you to be dead than to be told or asked not to drink from the same stream as your kinsmen. We are very, very unique. And these are the things we are trying to bring to the attention of the world. That leave us, we are very, very special. Before you started your democracy, we were born as Democrats. Our legal system was trial by jury. No one person was a magistrate or a judge. Everybody participated. This is being jury people. They will go out, deliberate, and come back. And the decision is final. This day is court. Oh, adjournment. For 8 years, adjournment. For 8 years. One single case is being adjourned. You give your lawyer 5,000 naira, he will go in and give the magistrate 2,000. Adjourn to next month. Adjourn to next month. And these are black people visiting iniquity and wickedness on their fellow black people. There is no white person in sight. These are black on black crime being committed by judges and by lawyers in the same place. That is why I'm when a fool comes. I'm a Nigerian lawyer. You know nothing. Your brain is empty. Two questions and you fall to pieces. Only two, not three. I don't have time for three questions. Only so. That concludes our news presentation this very evening, the 25th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2014. And now our lines are open. You can call Radio Biafra. You can say what you need to say. You can offer us advice. You can educate us. You can enlighten us. You can tell us what we need to do right. And in turn, we also educate you as well. Wherever you are, once again, our lines are open. We are welcoming you. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype lines are on. Should you wish to avail yourself of that very means to communicate with us this very fine evening, and also our Viber, our Tango, and also the two main lines that we use here on Radio Biafra, which is +44 78 313 08376. That one is there, and also +44 208 133 9976. This is Radio Biafra, and we are exceptionally formidable. The barrister is traveling down from the north of England. As soon as he's able to join us, we'll bring him to you. The first caller for the day, can you hear me? Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. The first caller for the day, this is Radio Biafra. No, they just wanted to confirm that we are here. That is what they do sometimes. They just want to confirm that we are here and that we are live, that we are direct. And then, I don't know why they do that. If it's in preparation for something, I don't know why they do it. But our lines are now open should you wish to call us. And I must reiterate the announcement I made earlier. I made it very clear that we are now setting up a dispute resolution panel. All these things, all this tittle-tattle will have to be referred to the dispute resolution panel. If you go there, you present them with anything that is your gripe. Dr. Oge Edozokwe is the head of that very panel. He will have every power to call for any evidence, and their recommendation will be binding and also final. People are calling us, but the line keeps cutting. I don't know why that is the case, but we shall continue to try all the same. All of them are cutting, but let's try and see if this one can hold. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you? No, he's not listening, is he? He's calling us from home. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chukwujekwu Peter Okonkwo. I'm calling from Turkey.
From Turkey, please go ahead. Raise your voice, please go ahead.
Sir, I want to comment on that Jesus that called you from Is it from Denmark?
From Belgium, the Jesus from Belgium.
From Belgium.
Yes.
Please, that Jesus must be fathered by Hausa man.
Why do you say that? Everybody has the right to bear the name Jesus. Yeheshua, which is, what's the name of, is Chizoba. Anybody can answer Chizoba.
What
means Chizoba. Yeheshua means Chizoba. God saves. That is the meaning of the name of Jesus Christ. It's Chizoba. Chizoba, that is his name. So anybody can answer Chizoba. It doesn't matter. Please go ahead.
For him to say that Chukwudama is a name of idol, which means that Jesus, his father must be an answer man.
He is satanic. That's what I can say. He cannot say that. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you. He said we should not take you again, but I have to thank you. Thank you very much for everything you are doing. You know, we the youth of Biafra, we suffered a lot. Honestly, we are suffering everywhere. This we are only in abroad and doing nothing. We are just wasting here. Nothing is going on. And these people are busy buying private jets everywhere. These thieves. I wish I can sponsor this I wish I can do it on my own because I want it to start from today. Honestly, we are suffering here.
I know everything is going to be fine because we are working on them. We are working on it, and because Chukwu Abiyama is ever faithful, he will guide us through. Thank you very much for calling. A caller from Turkey. Radio Biafra is a global phenomenon. People call us from all over the world, from all the corners of the globe, all over the earth. We are being called because we are Radio Biafra. People want to speak on this very platform because they know it is the most listened to anywhere on this very earth. The largest indigenous broadcaster of its kind with over 500,000 people on Facebook. Incredible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn down your system. People from home do this a lot. I don't know what is wrong with you people. Turn your system down or you go walk away from the room. My goodness me. I don't know what is wrong with them. They call all the time and they do the same thing over and over again. I don't know why they do that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me, director?
I'm talking to you, yes. Go ahead. He's not listening, is he? I'm talking to you, but you're listening. You want your voice to come through. That is the problem we are having, and that is why we fail, African people. That's why we fail. Simple instruction we cannot follow. Call Radio Biafra and start speaking. He's busy, waiting for his voice to come through. Incredible. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you speak up, please, your name and where you are? This is Radio Biafra. The same problem everywhere. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, director.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Atom Wachuku. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, greetings to Biafrans all over the world. Director, based on what the last caller just said, about the guy that called yesterday by name Jesus. Well, I just want to say the name Jesus, normally people used to bear that name, Jesus.
Of course, just somebody like can answer Jesus, yes, but not Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ is Savior. Yeah, right. Savior, you cannot answer. You can answer Jesus, yes.
Yeah, just for example, a Spanish player, a football player in Spain, he bears the name Jesus.
Yes, Jesus Navas. They call them Jesus. Is Jesus Navas. I think he's now plays for either for Man City or so. I can't remember. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And secondly, director, I want to thank you and congratulate you for your good work.
Hey, I said don't thank me. Don't thank me. Thank you, Kwa Biama.
Okay, director. Yeah, we thank you, Kwa Biama. But I was, let me say more grief to your elbow.
Thank you. That is better.
Yeah. Carry on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know where people are calling us from. All over the place. All over the place. Please, if we take your call, you stay where you are. Do not disengage. Remain where you are. Please don't disengage. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber. I can also hear you, which means the whole world is listening. What is your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ifani Chukwu, my director, my beloved one from Trinidad and Tobago.
Ifani Chukwu, what is your father's name, please?
Ifani Chukwu Ogbaja.
Ogbaja. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
You know me.
Of course I do. Of course I do. Go ahead. I do.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, for over 1 week now, I've been having sleepless nights. I've been trying to call for what the drama that has been going on. But I want to say to you that, alas, my Lord, your wisdom is consuming misfortune. Call it my fear, not your fear. For I see many Biafrans washes their hands with your blood. But I must not tell you not to fight. You must proceed with your struggle. Nothing can stop you from moving forward. But all I want to tell you, my director, is that you should beware. Beware, for they have gathered. But surely they will fall. Because when this trauma has been starting, when he started, I've been listening. Do you know that the about three people, especially the top people that you always praise that were involved, they know themselves. I try to tell them, these are the people, a woman that always call. That woman made me to join this struggle when I hear her cry. I don't know that they are wolves in sheep clothing. I was trying to talk to her. You made me to join this struggle. What happened when I hear your voice? The next thing is to block me. The same man, maybe the head of the commander-in-chief, or they call himself or whatever, went ahead also and blocked me in the Facebook. Who is fooling who? But I tell you, thank God that after the atonement, which I told you that Ifash, Ifegash, and you were purified, and no weapon formed fashion against you shall prosper. Nothing. See? When you have cleansed yourself, and know that Nakage Diocha, no matter what happens, you are not perfect, you are not God, but I tell you that I dream when many Biafrans are washing their hands with your blood, but you must be careful, as I said. You must fight, and beware of people around you. That is what I would tell you. What will be the fate of the people in Trinidad whom I always say Biafra? Do you know that I was almost slapped, which I told you here? I was even pushed to gutter. I was humiliated. Now, and they are listening. Since almost a week and now, they were telling me, didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that these people are fake? That is what. They were even the ones that draw my attention to what you are saying.
Can I explain something to you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Do you know why black people are cleaners and security guards all over the world? Do you know why black people are slaves? They were domesticated and put in the farms in America to work like donkeys. Do you know why?
Teach me, my director.
So you don't know?
Teach me.
It's because they cannot reason properly. They cannot reason properly. When I address white people, when they listen to my interview, and when they write to me, when they email me, they are in shock. They said they never expected anybody to speak the way I do about an issue concerning their freedom so passionately. These are people that go to outer space. Why must I concern myself with baboons and apes? I don't deal with them. I need intelligent people, people who can reason, not people who can recycle tittle-tattle of no relevance, neither does it have any significance. I don't believe in that at all. I believe in what we do, and that thing is Biafra. And this is where it is preached, without fear before any man or woman, and by the grace of the Almighty Chukwa Biama, that his name may be blessed, worshipped on that very soil which he bequeathed our ancestors forever and ever. That is why I do what I do. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Dr. Uzokwe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down if you may. Turn it down.
I'm doing that. It's just that I didn't. My son just, No, my son was asking me for something when you picked up the call.
Okay.
And I wasn't concentrating.
No problem. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, thank you very much. I wanted to thank you for the announcement you made and the appointment you did, and to say that I will try my very best to see that the committee or the panel will do a good job. But why I actually called is because the last caller started commenting on those people that are under judgment or whatever. And I would like you to ask indigenous people of Biafra, any person making any call should not again pass any judgment until after we have finished our inquiries and passed our judgment. For now, let us assume that everyone is innocent until proven otherwise. Please, that's what I wanted to ask your good opinion. You know, I don't want people to start commenting about this person that they didn't know this person will sabotage that. Let us take it that every person is innocent until the committee comes up with their findings and then recommend what should happen. That's all I want to request from you for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. We have heard what the very doctor himself, he's actually the head of this very panel we have constituted, and we must try and toe that very line, please. It is extremely important. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. Can you hear me? We have a caller on 208-1339-976. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Reverend Iken Naibe. I'm calling from Ezira, Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please, Reverend, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Director and the Commander-in-Chief, I wish to commend you for a job well done. Even though you always say that people should stop commending, but we must commend you for the almighty God has been using you to pilot the affairs of this struggle. I'm very much happy this evening when I overheard you make some announcement by setting up a reconciliation or dispute committee. Because I know when Moses was leading the children of Israelites, his elder Jethro advised him to set up a committee that will always settle some disputes. Because I know that a lot of things have been going wrong since after the atonement. So many things have been coming up here and there. Even the most surprising thing I overheard when Engineer Rania announced yesterday that the barrister is with them, which means I don't know what somebody might have posted in the Facebook. Maybe in order to spoil whatever you are doing, somebody might just get to the Facebook and write one thing or the other in order to disturb you or just to distract your attention. I give thanks to the Most High Chukwu Abiyama for giving that knowledge. And I also pray that as a father to the individual of Biafra, you are the father, whether someone like it or not. You always have the big heart to accommodate. Because this time, I understand one thing, that maybe a lot of people will be using some people's name in order to jeopardize their job. So, my dear director, I plead that the good job that you have started, no hand of the enemy will ever stop you.
You see?
The struggle, that the journey that you have started, we are waiting for your arrival. And our prayer will keep on going, that the good job that you have started, the Almighty will lead you to see Biafra. Under your watch, we'll get Biafra.
He say, has it run out? Possibly. We are going to this other line as well. People are calling us as we expect them to, because we are Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Mnande, it's still Michael Udebune, coming from County, Bishop Auckland, County Durham, UK.
Yes, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My contribution this night will be to say that I'm not ignorant of all that has been happening since the past 1 week in our unstoppable march towards the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra. It is true, and it's on record, that Dr. Obiedu Uzokwe, who had just spoken, is the chairman of a sort of a dispute settling committee. Yes, that is quite another. It's a good appointment. And I've listened to what he had to say. He pleaded that people should not sort of dabble into all those allegations and pass probably premature judgment until their committee handles it. That is also how it should be. But man, you have to know that everything is in the open. Why I'm saying it is that this is about your personal integrity that people have attacked. Some of us that listen to Radio Biafra, even when we've not met you for the first time in flesh, you know, the grace, the intellect, the analysis, the wisdom you bring to this struggle, that is why some of us, including Professor Odenigbo, we've got to a conclusion that you are the person. So this whole inquiry, this whole everything is about, is centered about, around you. And we all know the answer. We know they are fighting in vain. But what I have to tell you this night before the listening of everybody is that Nnamdi, take it or dump it, you are a victim of the power that you created. You are indeed a very big victim of the power that you created, because I know how you started. For a start, you've told us, you sort of, some of us had, who have been listening to you since, say, 2 years now, you've actually given out your biography on air. We know you studied in UK, you worked in the UK. So I'm going to, because some of us living in the UK studied here and worked here also, we know the standard that the British set in their, in conducting any affairs. So for you to have worked in the UK, you should know that things like appointment or whatever is not done. You just have to look for somebody like you to work with. From all indications, I must have to say this. I'm not passing judgment. I don't know whether you will still come out, whether you will come out holier than thou, but we all know. But I have to wait for the rainy day. I mean, we have to wait for the judgment. But the thing is, some of these people, when they speak, it is not really the English language that we are after. But the wisdom, the sense, the analysis of issues is nothing. Now we know that some people are out, you know, to reap where they did not sow. So now, henceforth, I would like to make this recommendation. Anybody at all, whoever it might be, because we are in the business of whiter than white and whiter than snow, incorruptibility business. If I'm given a chance in future, I will present a lecture on this, whiter than white, the Biafran perspective. So in future, whoever that we handle anything for Biafra, whether in any way, especially in that our Enugu office, that person's CV, curriculum vitae must be made open. All of us will know, because we are serving Biafra. In attempt for us to really say we are whiter than white, we wouldn't want people with unquestionable character, people who haven't got track record. That's why all these things are coming out. You were busy recruiting people from left, right, and center. Whoever passed Radio Biafra consistently, mobilized two or three people, do you feel that that person is another man, they kind of like you? No! You have named it now. You are a victim of the power you created. So henceforth, whoever we do run any errand for Biafra, we are not looking for many. Some of us are here because of, we know that if you can't do it and do it very well, better step back. So I wouldn't like something I'm going to associate myself with in whatever way, shape or form, only to hear that some people that are renegades one way or the other, I'm not passing judgment anywhere, but let me just put it this way. Whoever that we handle anything for Biafra, again, we must know the person and know the track record. We don't just recruit people from nowhere and tomorrow they start to dictate to you. You give them power, giving them offices for them to handle, thinking that they are as intelligent as you are, disciplined as you are, and above all, very, very impeccable in character, which is what matters. Not just the education part of it, but the character. So that is why our journey, that's why all these people from Guinea or from ever, that is where they are penetrating. If anybody that will do anything for Biafra, if you cannot get to the level of Nnamdi Kanu, please don't ever dream. This is what we want. Because if we have somebody like you in Enugu or anywhere, or we are having them, we can't be in this mess. It's not yet a mess, but something close to a mess. We can't be talking about this little tattle. Imagine somebody like Odenibo, we present a lecture. Imagine somebody like Odenibo, we make a research, and then the United States government will have to ban Boko Haram. Doesn't he deserve a Nobel Prize for that type of thing?
Of course.
Doesn't he deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? Now, you can imagine the height of Odenibo. What Odenibo regards you. I read his article where he said that, what is it? Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Can you imagine that? Such a person is an institution, and then you are bringing, you are recruiting renegades, people, I don't know, with no fixed address. They are just coming from, and they are even making money. They are even giving them our money, right? They mean using our resources. Now, this thing should stop, irrespective of the outcome, irrespective of what Dr. Oge Edozoko, which I trust him, he said in the UK, he will bring the British system of inquiry into this and then do it and do it thoroughly. Anybody who will do something for Biafra, if he can't get to, if he's not the level of Nnamdi Kanu, whether man or woman, I'm not interested, don't go. If it's only, let's know that we want, because you are present, I listen to your interview you gave in Malaysia, I listen to the one you gave in the United States. For the master class, was a classic. If somebody cannot meet that level, that's what they call standard we are setting in Biafra, that person should go. And henceforth, after this, there should be a massive root and branch examination. I mean, this should be one of the terms of reference for Oge Edozoko. He should recommend a massive root and branch examination of anybody. In fact, we have to bring people to book. Whoever must have taken our money and then squandered it, because people paying this money all over the world, some are cleaners, some are taxi drivers, some are having PhD, they're doing different types of odd jobs, because when they hear Nnamdi speak, everybody will like to contribute. So part of their remit will be, as they are looking into these cases, anybody, you have to refund. It's not enough that you are paid salary. In UK here, if you are paid salary and you are not living up to it, they tell you to refund it. Reform fund, because you're not performing at that level. So whoever you get a job, and then that person is being paid, because Oge Edozoko must tell us, whoever is in Enugu office, which is the real place, that is our real office, head office. So whoever is there, any amount you spend, you have to tell us value for money, what you spend it on. Otherwise, you have to reform everything to the last cobble. We are not in the zoo. We are doing things like educated people. We're enlightened. Man, you said the standard. So whoever wants to go below you, that person must account. That's what you are saying. We are not here for a joke. In one minute, we say barrister. We know what it means in UK. Which MFO is doing? Three of you, look at the standard. And now we are talking of bringing, recruiting people of no fixed address, people without anything, people that are empty. This is another Nigerian House of Senate. Is that what you are trying to build? So Oge Edozoko should do a thorough job. He should do a thorough job. And after the thorough, he just has to lay the guideline. If you don't want, you get out. We want people of your camp. Anybody that will go below Nnamdi Kanu is not wanted in anything. Even if you just go and post letter on behalf of Biafra, if you can't reach the level of Nnamdi Kanu, please don't just wake up, whether you're a man or a woman. Calling Radio Biafra sermonizing all these things. That's why some of us, we don't call. Not that we don't know what is going on, but we listen. It's a shame. So this shame on behalf of people like Professor Odenibo, they can never be party to somewhere they are saying this type of thing. Please, 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 Nnamdi, you and Oge Edozoko, listening now. This should be the beginning. Sure, this is cleansing. We are after the atonement. This is cleansing. People must be brought to book. Anybody who embezzles cobalt, if it's a car you are using, any resources of Biafra, the IPOB you've used, you won't give account.
possibly where you've gone with those cars, and we check the mileage. Now we're in UK. Have you forgotten? We check the mileage. You can't just tell me that you use the car to run around from where to where. How much will it cost to run from where to Enugu in petrol? People should be able to tell us. Listen, if we cannot do this, and then set London, and you set the record by saying that we want to do the best civilization on earth, the white people are listening. So if after if what you are doing, you cannot equal the standard set by Norway, not to talk of United States or Germany, then why are we in this problem?
We will surpass them. You will see. What you're saying is entirely correct. I accept it in total. And there was something I failed to mention. Please stay where you are, my dear brother. 1 second. If I am called to give evidence to this very panel, I will gladly do so. Any documentation, anything they want from me, I will give to them. That is to show people that we are white. People don't understand. Because you are filthy, doesn't mean every other person is filthy. You may be dirty-minded. You may be below the sewage rats. It is entirely your business. There are people that came to get... My job is to get Biafra. And I am going to do it. It doesn't matter. People must understand this. Chukwu Abiama will produce all of you. Everybody has a job to do. God will go and bring all of you out, one after the other, to come and fulfill his promise to our ancestors. That is exactly what we are doing. Yes. And I will not do anything to jeopardize that. Very, very important. Please go ahead.
You are the principal witness in the sense that because everything is like you, the whole world know as the arrowhead of what we are doing. So you must give, in fact, call it a rank contra fair like in US or call it a hotting inquiry of Iraq in UK. This is a test case. If we cannot start our phase two cleansing within in house, then we have no business dumping the view in Malaysia and we are America. We have no business. We must know this many people are contributing, and I know some people are even. I mean, that's why some. If this inquiry should come out the way people are looking for, I'm telling you now, if you want to raise £1 billion, it won't take time because people will not know. What the difference between the zoo and the rest of the world is that there is no accountability. Somebody can tell you that instead of buying a loaf of bread at Ukwonewi for 200 naira, somebody will say, I bought it for 2,000 naira, and they write it and then the money goes. No, we don't want it in Biafra. Whoever used our resources, we want to account for it. It's not just telling me that you use a petrol to tell this thing. Is it value for money? Must you use a 50-liter petrol to run a kilometer for 2 kilometers? Do you understand what you're saying? That's what they mean by accountability and value for money. You can't tell me you wasted a jerrycan of petrol, 50 liters, or there about maybe two of, I don't know, 50 liter petrol, you wasted it on a car, where do you go? You went for somewhere that is no more than 2 miles. I mean, who are you deceiving? That is not accountability at all. And we wouldn't want Biafra. This business of whiter than white and whiter than snow, incorruptibility, this is where we have to show the world. Heads must roll. We don't want all this. Anybody now, any vacancy in IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, any vacancy at all, it won't be stated in our website. This is what we are looking for. If you don't meet, and you that will do the job, you bring out your CV. People will be looking into it because we are running an open government. Starting from now, people will look into it. Who are you? We don't want somebody, educated people, enlightened people like us all over the world. When we listen, and then all we hear is non-entities messing us up. After then, we must have conquered Boko Haram. After then, you will conquer Boko Haram for the whole world to hear. Now we are listening to different types of not fitting argument. People, something you cannot listen. Please, Dr. Ogedi Uzokwe, that will be the greatest trial of his life and the greatest job ever given to him by man. He must do everything to the last T and call the last I. We must know what has happened to the resources of Biafra so far. Nandi, this is an appeal as well as a challenge. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm well spoken. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We accept that. We are going straight over to the line. They have, their remit is endless. Anything they want, any information they request shall be made available to them. That is what we have decided to do. Whiter than white and whiter than snow itself, that they may know that we are different from the rest. Very, very different. This is Radio Biafra after all. Your name and where you are, the caller on this, on Skype rather, can you hear me?
Yeah, Commander in Chief of Biafra Struggle, Nnamdi Kanu. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Thank you. Go ahead.
My name remains, I am my humble self, Richard Okorede, calling you from Benin, the Secretary of Indigenous Pro Biafra here in Benin.
Thank you very much. We are everywhere, all over the world. Please go ahead.
I'm hailed from Oha Chalugunang, in Oha Zoneko government area of Biafra Land.
Thank you.
Sir, I want to use this medium to announce a meeting tomorrow, being Sunday 26th, here in Edo State.
Yes, go ahead.
Our meeting, for people listening, those around Benin, I wish I'd be having our IPOB meeting, Zona Regional Chapter, here in Benin, by 4 p.m. tomorrow. And if you pique the interest to join the struggle, you can call our line, which I will release on air. I will call the number. Director, permit me to call the number.
Please go ahead.
The number to call is 081-497-2734. I repeat, 081-497-2734. Director, I commend you for your good work. And also, I say be courageous. No matter the challenges happening, you should be courageous. For the shoulder, upon your shoulder, God have indeed hung the leadership and the power in which Biafra must come. On you he bestowed and endowed the glory. For many prophecies have been given. I'm a Judaism by practice and faith. Many prophecies have been given. For rest assured, for those who are gossiping, for those who are saying all they wish to say, based on Facebook and other writing devices, I advise them to better keep their mouth shut and also respect themselves. Because the God Almighty, the Yahweh Chuka Abiyama, the Shekinah glory, the one who made Biafra, has ordained that it must come under your own ownership. And I advise any person, any individual that is listening or may hear the broadcast after now to be very, very careful on what they utter out, their utterances, their voices. Anything they want to say, they should seek advice before they come out and utter it out. Because whatever thing they say, the records are being taken by the spirit realms. Because what you are doing as Nnamdi Kanu, they do not know the challenges spiritually you are facing and physically. They are maybe. But I am assuring you, I am nobody. But the prophecies have been given by the high-ranked people, Judaism, here in Biafra land. Those that worship God in sanctity and holiness. Those that serve God in truth and honesty. Those that serve the Chuka Abiyama with his precepts, ordinances and laws as ordained in the scripture, those that follow God with his own commandment. They have made promises, they have uttered prophecies concerning the coming of Biafra next year, that even they said on 16th of this month, when Tabernacle Feast was just concluded, one of the high priests said that Biafra, the Igbo's people are about to be restored. The Biafra nation is about to be restored. And very soon, Nigeria News will start carrying their informations. And it's going to be very tough. That is to say, any people have to be very, very careful. Because many will die on this, along the way. Those and watching Timobo, people who the flight that follows the dead body to the grave because their ears are blocked. So the information I'm passing to anyone who is listening right now, I am in Benin, particularly in Edo State, Benin, in New Benin to be precise. So we are not afraid of anything, no matter the terror, no matter anything that you may say. But I advise you as a person, if you want to, be partaker of the glory of Biafra, if you want to be partaker, be it spiritually or physically, if you want to be partaker, shut your mouth and behave, conduct yourself, no matter your fashion, conduct yourself in anything you want to do, articulate it before you come out to say it out. Then if you don't want to contribute, nobody is forcing you. Nnamdi Kanu is forcing no one to contribute. For those who are writing on Facebook that he's cheating people, he's a fraudster, he's and this, he's that. We are not complaining to anybody. So therefore, if you don't wish to contribute, you stay aside and let those who want to contribute to contribute. For therefore, Biafra is coming without delay. Nnamdi Kanu, we advise you, you are our commander. On the 30th of May, when I have a handshake with you at Enugu European Quarter, we will be there, I said I have partaken in the glory because there is a lot of anointing poured on you by God. So therefore, Nnamdi Kanu, if you have any means you can get arms in which you are seeking for to restore this nation, please do. I also said, in my own initiative, I said, I want advice. If there is any way, if you have, maybe if we can get like 80% or 85%, you can commence action when you wish to commence. Your men will follow you, and I know the support must come. When people see that things are happening, they will come out to support you. And I know they will come out to support you, those who wishes to support. And those who don't wish to support, they will stay behind. And when Biafran come, they will still join up because they are Biafrans. So I advise everyone who wishes to support this struggle to come out with honesty and truth. And mind you, mind your own traces. Whoever you are, be you a president, mind your own traces. But there is going to be a punishment for every voice you utter on Radio Biafra will be recorded. Be mind your own traces. Whoever that is insulting or in any way causing harm or constrain or actually trying to be a blockade or a problem to the journey, the person.
Are you there?
Can
you hear me?
Not die a better death.
No, at all.
Yeah, I rest my case.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, very eloquent. We like it when people come up and be able to say things the way they see it. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the phone? No, we don't. We do not have a caller on the phone. Let's go to the other line. Do we have a caller on the phone, please? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My commander, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I call you my commander. So my name is Obina. I'm calling from the North Star from my own state, from the local government in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I call you my commander because 100 men, by God's grace, I want to be one of that 100. So, commander, so I call you the general commander. But you are the general. And I want to comment in from earlier when the doctor said that we should forget about judging. We are not judging anybody. So let them look it in the other hand. What of those people that have been preaching about this effort? They have still come back and lighten all those nonsense. What of if this struggle will just last? What will be our faith? What are we going to be faithful now that I take the panel to look into it? It's not easy to scatter, but it's not easy to be. faith is, to know what you have suffered since you have started building this building up together. And see her hide. And for somebody to come and destroy what you have built for years. Yes. So to build it to this level again, it may take us more than up to 100 years again to come to the area that we are now. But we are still saying that we should forget about judging them. Nobody that I hear this, what is going on, that will be happy. And people are talking. Senator, in fact, let me say, it's not what they think they are. They think that we abandon the struggle like other men did, like it was written. And all that. The thing that along the line where the money come there, they will share the money, they will share the money and they get it their own part. That is what I think by myself. That is what they see. And they see that the way they're thinking is not the way the thing is going. They have decided to compromise. Which I know that some of them are compromised. I know that they are bought by the Nigeria government. You see.
I know that a lot of people, my dear brother, we don't want to preempt the findings of this very committee. We allow them to do their work that the world may judge. They are independent. We have asked people to serve in that very committee of unimpeachable integrity. We expect them to be very, very thorough, very detailed, very scrupulous in their assessment of all the evidence before them and to deliver a just judgment because they are under oath to speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences, because Chukwu Abiama will not be happy with us if we do otherwise. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, the commander, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
My commander, my name is Emmanuel Onwuka. I'm calling from Mauritania.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. From Mauritania, go ahead.
Yes, sir. My commander, I know you are very busy for long. I called you when you was in New York that we needed an account, and you told me to send the information through via Skype, which I did, and I also
please,
send you.
Please, can you speak to Engineer Clifford Iranya, please? He's on Facebook. You can inbox him. Clifford Iranya, please send him an inbox. I have so much work to do, it is untrue. Sometimes I even forget my own name. That is how busy I am. Can you inbox Engineer Clifford Iranya, who happens to be our continental rep in the USA? He will be able to help. Please.
Okay. Yeah, I will contact him. He's my friend on Facebook. I will write
That's
to
very
him
good.
after my call. And I also want to comment on what our brother said, the one that called from UK. You know, he make a very reasonable point there, and everything he said, you know, I was so glad, I was so amazing. He said, what he said is you know, perfect. Director, you know, before you give someone a job, even to sweep the ground, even anywhere in Biafra, in this struggle, director, make sure that person have TV. You know, we are not like Zoo, Nigeria. Somebody will wake up and come and ruin a country like Zoo without having any common TV. You know, you just wake up and say you're president. If you look at all the men that have been ruining Zoo for how many years, none of them is a graduate. They are all illiterate. It's only one or two recently. You know, we are not like them. We are not like Zoo. We are building a new Biafra. Director, what I'm saying is this: anybody that you're giving any job, make sure that person has an IV, having everything genuine. It's not we are not dealing with illiterate people. You know, somebody that don't have anything, maybe you just pick him, offer him a job. Maybe tomorrow we'll come and messing up and writing rubbish. We don't need it. Thank you so much. That's what I have to contribute.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Those of you on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Your name, where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello. Yeah, hello, director. My name is Amos Okoye. I'm calling from China.
From China, please go ahead. I'll be in China next month. Chukwu Abiama willing. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you for your good work about the African struggle. So, but director, I want to ask something concerning the Karabakh issue. I heard you saying that the fund that is in their hand, that you never ask them about their account. So I want to ask, now that they are no longer into the struggle, so how about the fund that is in their hand? Are they made away with it, or are they giving us what belongs to us?
Everything that belongs to Biafra will be returned to Biafra. That is number one. But we are not going to do anything to preempt the findings, lest people say it has been prejudiced. Therefore, we leave everything to this very committee to do the investigations, because I believe in equity, fairness, and justice. I want justice to be served and to be seen to be served. That is why that very process will be as transparent as possible, and they will report here in public. They will tell the whole world with their own mouth what their investigation is all about and what their findings are. And then at that point, we'll be able to take action. But for now, nobody sends a dime to Biafra land. Not one penny. If you do so, that will be a material breach of the faith with which we have set up this very movement, and you will be excommunicated. Very, very important. No dime goes to Biafra land. All African countries, hold on to your monthly dues. Do not send it to Biafra land. Very important. Thank you, my dear brother. Your line of inquiry is most welcome. Everything is at a standstill for those of them in Africa, because they don't send their funds to Europe. They send it back home. You should remember where you are. Each time we talk about funds, they are dying. They must think we are far more wealthier than Dangote. How mistaken they are. One Ijuranyafo, that is the difference. Let's go and take this very call and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are, turn the system down. If you can, turn it down immediately, please. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Moses Sunday Biafra. I am calling from India.
From India, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Director, I just want to commend you, even though you said that nobody should kind of praise you what you are doing, but as me to Deacon and Gomez, no, no, no. First of all, I just want to tell my fellow Biafran that they should not see you the way they are seeing things, or people should stop talking rubbish about you. Because there are many people that have been in this struggle, like Waziluku or Wazulike, whatever he might call himself. He was bought by the Zulu government. They gave him money and he abandoned us. Now here you are. If you like, you can do the same. But because you are chosen by the Almighty God, Chukwuabiama, Chukwuonyobioma, you understand what I'm saying? You do not intend to do that. So I don't know, like, you are the Joshua of today. Now look at what happened during the time of Joshua. Joshua tell the people of, because we are too stubborn. But first of all, before, let me make this comment, Director. Please, I like what when you said that people should give you advice. You are a prophet. You are the Gideon of our own time. Do you understand? Many a times you normally say you can get Biafra with 100 people. You can get Biafra between me and you can get Biafra if I have the power. But I am not studying, I'm not learning the way you are. I did not even go to school. But thank God Chukwu Abiyama today that I can speak the little I can. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, so you're speaking very well.
You are a prophet. And please, anytime you are kind of talking about we the Biafran, please. If the word of a prophet is subject to the prophet, whatever you say, if you curse us, we'll be cursed. If you bless us, we'll be blessed. When you say that, at times, when you say that we are that, please, can you just revise it again and say, may Chukwu Abiyama have mercy on us? Because whatever you say must surely come to pass. No, I'm telling you this.
I'll do so.
Yeah, please.
I'll do so.
Add that. We, the Israelites are the most stubborn human being on earth. If you watch what Moses went through with them when he brought them out of Egypt, similar thing with we, the Biafran. Do you understand? Like some people, you know, I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a very long time, but I don't want to call. Our people make a lot of mistakes. Don't listen to Radio Biafra today and you call tomorrow. Listen and follow the instruction and the guideline and listen to what people are saying. That is what many, when many of us call, they start dumbling and fumbling. Start, you know, copying the way white people talk, you know, giving us one kind of tone or the other. Speak like Biafran. You study in the UK, but I never hear you. I've been listening to you for a very long time to copy them. You are son of the soil.
I cannot.
Original son of Biafran.
Of course, no.
Now, I am going to give you a title. Ezia Pakego, good name is better than money.
Of course.
You do not want to take that sheet which Nigerian Jew government will give to you. But many of your people want to do that. Now, Director, I want to make one comment regarding the people that are just perambulating Ngozi and so on. You see, the mistake, all these things are corrections we are going to make in the future. All that happens now is for our future correction. Now, they that are trying to mislead or backslide or do whatever they want to do, if you read the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3, there is something St. Paul tells Timothy on how to elect a bishop and how to elect a deacon. Now, in chapter 4 of that Timothy, reading from verse 1, I have my Bible here. I just want to tell people, because some people, there was one guy called one day, say, Director, should we use the Bible that English people gave to us? English no give us Bible. This is translated in English.
Of course.
There are many Hebrew words that do not have English translation.
That's
but
great.
The one that is good here, we will take it.
Go ahead.
Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, I read. Quote St. Paul, it says, the Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days, some will defect the faith and follow the deceitful spirit and the demonic doctrine. Now, today, many are trying to follow that deceitful doctrine, because what you are doing, when you started this Biafra with them, they have intention. And remember that...
Have we lost him? My dear brother, are you there? Have we lost you? We may have lost him. Can you hear me? No, let's go to the other Skype line. The caller on the other Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Callistus Ifan Chuku Anuru. I am from Umunumo, Amandoba.
That is the place. That is the place. I love it. Go ahead.
I am the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, here in London. So my fellow Biafrans, I thank everybody for your courage, for your support, and for everything. We expect something bigger than whatever that has happened, and we know that all these challenges were equal to the task. But the time has come for us to know who is who. Especially Biafrans in London, I have this announcement to make, which is very important to all of us, about our upcoming meeting at our usual place on Saturday, the 1st of November, 2014. The time of our meeting, as usual, is 5:30 p.m. The date is 1st November, 2014. And the venue is Salvation Army, Nonheld, number 217A, Golden Road, Nonheld, SE15, 3RT, London. The direction to this place is get to Old Kent Road, take bus 78 or P12 from the Big Tesco and stop at Salvation Army, Nonheld, by Golden Road. The nearest bus stop is Bassett Road and the Leiden bus stop. Salvation Army is in between these two bus stops. The contact, in case if you miss your road or if you want any information, contact Mr. Festus Anakwe on 07404163215 or myself, Calyptus, on 07448178394. For more information on what we are doing and other things, please go to www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafranrestoration.com or www.ipob.org. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of us as we attend this meeting. Yes, thank you, my honorable and eminent leader. God bless you, Nnamdi Kanu. God bless you, dear friends.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. We have callers on Skype, and we want to bring as many of them in as possible. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, please, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Oke Egwim.
and I hail from Umaka in Jabalpur, Imo State. But I am calling from India.
Thank you.
Please, Director, I thank you very much. Not really thanking you based on what you what is on ground, but I thank Chukwu Abiyama who made it possible for this struggle to get to this stage. Hence, I also know that this struggle, without such challenges, it can never stand the test of the time. So I know that maybe after the atonement, that such a thing may happen. And hence, God used this particular opportunity and time to take out tons from the real stuff. I want to say more grace to your able director.
Thank you.
But I want to also use this opportunity to make announcement of our meeting coming up tomorrow, because I'm calling from North Delhi zone of New Delhi, India. I am also talking, calling upon our brothers who reside in the North Delhi zone of India, who have been turning up to our meetings, that I just want to leave this opportunity to let them know that we are having an important meeting tomorrow, that we are expecting all of them to come to turn in mass tomorrow in order to contribute or maybe contribute their own quota towards this restoration project. Please, if you know you are residing in the North Delhi zone, North Delhi zone of India, please try to attend our meeting tomorrow. The meeting should be after church programs tomorrow. And our meeting venue never changes. Our meeting venue still remains at the Disciples of God Church, Pastor Innocent Church, at the Nirankari bus stop, GTB Naga. In case you need our contact or maybe the contact of our zonal coordinator, Mr. Mazi Obiora Anibor, please you can contact him by this number, 987-356-0416. I repeat, 987-356-0416. Thank you, Director, and God bless all your friends.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. People are calling us all the time. We are legally obliged to take their call because this is their radio station, Radio Biafra, and they fund it. They propagate this very gospel. They go out to evangelize because Biafra is coming in truth and honesty. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, so is the rest of humanity. Please, your
Hello.
Name and where you are.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Okechukwu Obi from Manchester.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm calling this evening. I want to quickly make 3 points. Can I speak on?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Very brief, if you can. Very brief. Too many callers to take in. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. I heard at the beginning of this news broadcast today, you made recommendation of those who were going to sort out disputes. Remember about last month when you were in Asia, I think in Indonesia, I called you and told you about the dream that I had, whereby in the dream I was told that you have to reconcile, unify the family of Biafra before you move on to any strategic thing you want to do. So I was thinking about it was that dream meant about our brothers in other of our brothers back home that made up this Biafra family. But now I begin to realize that the Lord was speaking, was revealing about this thing that the enemy, you know, has brought into our midst today, which we are trying to clear out. So it's very paramount, you know, and I love what you have done. God bless you.
And you too.
The second thing I want to say today is people should understand that everything in life, there is everything one we do and do better in life, there must be a gift of God to that person for him to do it well. Because for somebody, I was praying last time and I was asking God, what is my gift? What do you want? What really is my position? Because there's a cassette and a record I listened last time, which was talking about the gift of God to people. And the Lord was revealing to me teeth. Because in the book of Romans, it says that the body of God, of Christ, or a church, is just like a full body. Some people are operating as fingers, some operate like hands, some operate like legs, some operate like eyes, some operate like mouth. But myself, I'm operating like a teeth. So, and when somebody didn't laugh, the teeth will not show. And that doesn't mean that I'm not vital. But teeth is doing a significant job in the body. Because without teeth, you cannot even talk very well. You can't even laugh and look good. So the teeth, somebody who is a teeth, shouldn't see himself as insignificant as the head. Because the head is playing a different role from the eyes. So vice versa, with the leg and the toes and fingernails, everybody should feel whatever position you are. Be contented as far as that is the position which you will play better. Here in Manchester, my coordinator and the people of Manchester, they appointed me to take a position. But within me, I accepted it there in the group, but I called him and said that it is not yet time for me to take this position. Give it to somebody else. When I'm ready, I'm going to do it. I know the reason why I did it. So people shouldn't be puzzling about position in this movement which we are in, because we are heading somewhere, and it's not about position. It's about the future of our generations to come. Whatever you can do and do better, do it. Lastly, remember, I said last time that in a dream about when we started this movement, and when I joined this movement about before around May, March or April, I said that there was a revelation I had where some people were trying to play a leadership puzzle, and in that dream they said that we should not call this struggling, but we should call it a movement, because we are forming a force that is unstoppable. So I am hereby advising our people, because we are the children of Tukwu Abiyama. Tukwu Abiyama created the world by the word, by the vocal cord of faith, and as we are declaring things, don't decide the way it will be. We are no more struggling, we are moving forward. Or you can say the steps we are taking towards the restoration of Biafra, but not struggling. Because when you say struggling, you will struggle. But when you say you are moving forward, you are moving forward. When you say you are taking steps towards something, you are taking steps day by day. So this is what I want to tell our people this evening, that we are moving forward. We are taking steps by steps every day. Biafra is coming closer, and we shall not struggle over it. In Jesus' name. May God bless you.
He said, and you too, thank you very much. We are now moving over to Skype as well. I believe there's somebody there, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
Okay, good evening. I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Which part of Spain are you in?
Yeah, I'm from Bilbao.
From Bilbao. Please go ahead.
Please, I wanted to speak, what I want to speak in our direct, because I have a small, that's a very small, I don't know if I should call it a message.
You have to speak in English, because there are people who don't understand.
This is for you. I will still speak in English, but I just want to just tell you one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, if I name make it, I know, if I, and, Anasna, this Obagala, the, so, it's like in Aditin. It's not a thing, or a mistake. Because many people now.
One them work a question, actually, so Okuibo. If I'm going to thing, a mistake. I'm going to go to Banyu.
Okay. If the maintenance may just try to go any Igbo.
Okay. I'm going to go to Okuibo. What's his name?
So, if you know now. The thing, my mama is not my fault or whatever. The thing that happened now, because now I come out bogo since you go about it. So the thing when I ask that now, onye obuna ya your hand or anything with this movement. Yeah, I try, yeah. How the hell can model on nature? Uniaga in Israel. Because Emana before, Bido Emana before Bido in Kegini, Manega in Israel, we got promise a God that, my future in man, the promise that he will not fail.
Yes.
So anybody of naturally in the such a thing, okay, Ega in Israel. I'm going to transport and we can do a problem. But all in way, because even this thing, I'm going to trust some mother. I don't trust some mother in a struggle. Come here, believe somebody, but you're not trust him. So, if we're going to Israel, then all I'm going to buy, here, meet, here, help. Here, seven book of Moses, here, anointed oil. So that anybody when he thought if that kind of the seven book of Moses promise said that now, oh yeah, meditating. Then all Onya decided, yeah, now one amazing candles that the Onya was in a cheer, because now seven book of Moses Abu Heji Ebu. And another thing,
because there is nothing you have said you couldn't have said in English language. Because every half of the thing you said, my dear brother, is in English language. And this is why we need Biafra very, very quickly. Because UNESCO, in the next 71 years, the Igbo language will be extinct. Gone away finally and forever. We cannot even string one simple sentence in our own language together. The same thing is happening right across Biafra land. And people wonder why we want Biafra, why we need Biafra. Because if we remain in the zoo, we will become eradicated completely. The British are very, very clever. They gave them Hausa language. So every day they hear news in Hausa language, they are preserving their own heritage. But our own, because you are a member of this very damnable cursed entity, the Zoological Republic, you have to do away with your own type of language. And without Radio Biafra broadcasting on radio very quickly, because Radio Biafra will, anyway, we don't want to go too far. Please go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, another idea is this Islamic organization called BDA. You know that they are terrorist organization. Those people, do you know that they can give somebody small money to go and form a member?
That's what
they're
doing now.
And the person become a coordinator. He'll be contributing every month, paying normal. Then, before you know it, he started, you know, praising the person that he is a good person. And then we made him popular. Tomorrow, the person will start, you know, doing the same thing just other people did.
It won't happen again. There will be an oath. Everybody, I don't want to preempt what is going to happen. There will be an oath. Everybody will be placed on oath. When I mean oath, you'll be placed on oath based on the words of Chukwu Abiama and the alignment of, I don't want to go into
if too far. If I go over here, that's the, I want to go Israel for, if they can go to Israel, you know, what is your goal?
We will do so, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Another thing. I don't know if I will tell you this one or if there any way you can
call me after the program. Immediately after the program, you call me on the same Skype line you used, and we'll be able to talk.
All right.
Thank you very much. N'ihi na okwu Igbo na agara aka nwanne m nwoke. Ndewo. Ana m asu okwu Igbo asu ya ofuma. Ana m edede. N'ihi na ihe Jesus wo m. Amuru m n'ime obodo. M to n'ime obodo. M ga ozi ga iyi ga kpata nku. Owe ihe asị m sụọ n'okwu Igbo m na-agaghị asụ si ugbu a ruo mgbe ebighị ebi. It's not because we speak English here. We know where we come from. Very, very critical. Very, very critical. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Ekekere eluigwe na ụwa is God, not man. We have a caller on the phone. Is that correct? Can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. Hey, Awaka Kaija Gog. Hey, what? Simple instruction. Once we pick your call, run away from the room, turn your system down. Very simple instruction, you see. Okwu here na esere okwu nitu is no lokoro. There are two community villages in Olokoro. Okwu and Itu. My grandmother comes from Itu. My paternal My grandmother, basically, let me not try and develop English language, is from Itu. Itu is no local. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, so can the rest of the world.
Yes, director. Of course, I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me clearly enough?
Unmistakable voice, very, very piercing, very, very clear. Please go ahead and educate us.
Thank you very much, director. This is Chilobe from Austin, Texas, the humble servant of our people, the Biafrans worldwide, especially the ones around here in Austin, Texas.
Good.
I'm from Newe. Newe is in currently what we call Anambra State, from Biafra land. Director, I thank God for everything. I thank him for having led us so far, having protected us so far, having guided and guided us so far. We could never thank him enough. So many things have happened there recently. And as piercing to the heart as some of them may seem, we must understand that life must go on. Life must go on. Our quest has not been achieved, and so we cannot look back. Director, let me begin by saying that in light of everything that has happened and the fact that you are now constituting a body to look into what went on so far, may I suggest that as we move on, as we look back, as we try to reconcile all the people and all the issues that that surround us, we must not overlook the fact that in every successful revolution, there have always been people who are on the opposite side, the opposers, people that were on the opposing side. Even with the one with our brothers in South Africa, you can remember quite clearly that even Buthelezi was on the other side, fighting with the enemy against ANC. Even Jonas Savimbi, the one from Angola, taking arms from the United States, fighting with the West South Africans to destroy and disturb and rampage Angola.
Of Eduardo dos Santos Frelimo. They were fighting the Frelimo of Eduardo dos Santos, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly, quite correctly. And even going far back, further thousands of years ago, when Moses was trying to lead his people out of Egypt, Aaron was in a haste. You know, he couldn't wait because in his mind, he was questioning why and what kind of God was directing Moses to let them into the desert to die of thirst and hunger. So he quickly met his own God, said, call his people and say, you know, let's worship this one because this one can, at least we can see it. So we're always going to have those kind of things, but we must not lose sight. We must always uphold the wisdom and pray for it and ask for God for it so that we're able to filter all the things that are happening. And then because to me, I think that what's happening here is that once again, we are being led to the river. And God is watching how we are drinking, so that from that he will filter the people that will go into the Biafra land. That's how I see it. And as we reconcile, as we try to reconcile the issues around us and the people around us and their characters and their behaviors, we must not let people back in whom we can no longer trust. It's really very important because I can tell you for myself, all these characters now, I cannot go into battle with any of them. I can tell you that for sure because I don't know what will make them switch sides again. They have proven to be untrustworthy. What would have been a good lesson in communications, in interpersonal skills, as far as communications, had led into something else. It became, who slept with whom. We must be careful because when you have a village idiot trying to dictate who gets fired, not minding that without Radio Biafra, none of us would even, the world wouldn't even know of our existence, that we existed. The world would not know Martin Chilobe. The world would not know all these characters that have now become prominent in our struggle. So once we must, again, this is very important, Director. We can reconcile other things, but anybody that has attempted to stab us in the back Because all these characters, they know our history. They know our plight currently within the entity we call Nigeria. So it's not lost on them. Okay? So we must then make sure that one strike and you are out and you remain out permanently, because I cannot work with any unquestionable character. I cannot do that because I don't want to be moving forward and be looking back. Otherwise, a stray bullet will hit me. It's important. Those that have taken themselves out must do what? Remain out. Then the ones we have within us, we discuss among us on examine our strategies, make sure that everything is still on stream, and we move forward. Let's not look back. One that has taken himself out must remain out. So that's what I'm saying, and I think it's very important. We'll continue to pray. I'm working hard, I'm working very, very hard from here. Iruanya is working very hard. Wanoneng is working very hard. Obidobian, then the rest of us, Ezekwesere, Yusifu, so Ugo, all of us here, Uchenaji, Reggie Opera, none of us is sleeping. We haven't relaxed. And those that thought that they have spoken for the women worldwide or whatever it's called, I'm sorry, but they didn't speak for my wife. They didn't. Yes.
Know how people feel about this very issue. We have now constituted a panel of very well-respected and very eminent people chosen for their integrity and their commitment to this very effort. The chair of this very dispute resolution panel is Dr. Ogedu Zokwe. He has kindly agreed on air to serve. Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo will also serve. The Reverend Sister Cecilia is there. Fred Onyal is there. And so is Arin Zawog. They will deliver their findings and their judgment. And we will be able to come. They will come here to announce it, not to me. I won't announce it. They will then tell us what their recommendations are. Please go ahead.
And that's good. Dr. Zokwe has his work cut out for him. But I must plead with him. I must plead with him and Barry Simon Mezu as well, that we must not always be, we can't be expected to be in love with one another, kissing each other. See, in prior revolutions, the director, and we have quite a few of them to look at, they had something that they were united against something. If it wasn't oppression, it was a shortage of bread, because they didn't like the way they were being ruled, or in the case of United States, taxing them and then taking the money to the queen and the king. So they didn't like that. So that's what was united. The people that led the revolution united themselves against that basic need for them to be completely independent. So as Dr. Zokwe and Barisimon may move on, because I'm sure he's going to be a part of it as well.
Not barrister, because of what transpired. It's entirely independent. Entirely independent. They will do their own thing. We don't have anything to do with it. I expect to be called to give evidence. I will also give evidence. And I'm also recommending to them that they document everything and record it, so that when they pass their judgment, the whole world will be able to see the documentation, because nothing will be hidden. When I say I am whiter than white and whiter than snow, I intend to prove it. Very, very critical. Every deposition, every shred of document will be exposed to the whole world. I don't care if it sets our timetable back 6 more months, because remember, once this very thing happens, all our contacts on the ground, all our commanders, including our own very own high command, will be compromised. You understand that very well. Because these are, I don't want to go into too much details, but this will set our struggle back. I'm saying it now so people understand that because of the compromise or perceived compromise on the ground, I will have to go home and reconstitute the command once again on the floor to make sure that there's been no breach. Very, very critical. This will delay us. I'm not going to lie here to deceive people to make things sound okay. There will be a delay of about 6 months, because we need to go back and rebuild all the structures on the ground.
I want to, understandably so, because this is now, we now have to, if you will, start from scratch. Okay? because somebody has now brought, destroyed, or at least to a certain extent, destroyed everything we have achieved. So now we're going back to the drawing table to reposition the puzzle. It's going to take time. It's going to set us back. And for what detractors, they will now pay attention and say, oh, this or that or that. I want our people to be intelligent, to be able to analyze situations. Because when I go on Facebook, I see all these village idiots, I must call them. Because they question this, they question that, irrelevant things while our people are being killed, while we are facing utter extermination. One is chasing rats while his house is burning down. So, you know, that's really all I have to say, Director. Let me, if you would allow me just 1 minute to announce that we're having a meeting. Should I go ahead?
Go ahead, of course. Meeting is important. Go ahead.
Okay. For all the indigenous people of Biafra around Austin, Round Rock, this central part of the Central Texas, we are having a meeting. The indigenous people of Biafra, we are having a meeting November 8th. This coming November 8th. November 08. The meeting starts at 11 o'clock and it will end at 2:30. So for anyone that has any question, anyone that has any concern, anyone that has any suggestion, even our enemies, you can come and have your questions answered at that meeting. The meeting is going to hold at the AARC, 8401 Cameron Road, Austin, Texas. If you have any questions at all, any issues, any concerns, call me. My own personal number is 512-775-7397. Okay? Anyone that has any questions. Or you can call Dr. Okoro also. His number is 512-825-5300. Dr. Arindo. You can call him or you can call me myself. And please endeavor to be present at the meeting and be punctual, for God's sake. Please, be punctual. Thank you, Director. I will continue to pray that Chukwuabiamah guide us and bless our efforts. There's nothing more important than Biafra. People must understand that because that's where our future lies. It doesn't lie anywhere else. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin Chilobe, who happens to be our Austin, Texas coordinator. People in America are working very hard. I don't want to praise them too much. But they are working very hard. So is Germany. Silent operator. These two countries have said it from the word go. USA, Germany, there's Biafra. All of you in Germany must continue to work very hard. Many things have been said in the past. And by the grace of Chukwuabiamah, I did not act on those things I heard. Because I don't listen to gossip. And today, those people are the ones that stood very firm. Isn't it ironic? Isn't it ironic that the ones we are being told months ago to discard are the ones who are rock solid today in Germany? Rock solid. Immovable. Chukwuabiamah is God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, please. Now, once again, it's Mike Udebune from Bishop Auckland, County Durham, UK.
1 minute, if you may. 160 seconds, starting from now. Please, go ahead.
I know. Just 1 minute. The thing is, the last caller from Austin, Texas, I heard him say reconciliation. We are not reconciling anybody yet. We are not reconciling it until we prove to the world that this business, this doctrine, this concept of whiter than white and whiter than snow is real. Because the allegation is so, so dirty. What is the news flying around? So, my name of Dr. Ogie Ejiosope is, you are not going there to reconcile anybody with anything. All you are looking for is the resources of Biafra, the power you were given. What and what do you know? How have you used it to the advancement of our cause? We are not reconciling. We are not. No membership is not the issue. So we are not reconciling anybody.
Of course.
The example he cited with South Africa. Being this, we know the history of South Africa, how Mandela was treated on this. That is a different case. That does not apply. Or Obasanjo, they're doing what he did in the Sudan because of what the atrocities they committed. And then he came back going there to present the Biafra case. We know this. In this case, we are just like this, an inquest. What we are trying to do is the equivalent of the 40 people died in the UK. Tony Blair went to war on a dodgy dossier and they forced a line to the people and two people. So that's what, something like that is what we're not reconciling anybody. What we are doing is, let us know, the allegations flying around, what do you know, tell us what you know, and then if you have been given place in any position of authority, how have you moved up to the, for the advancement of the Biafran cause? That's what we are doing. So anybody will give evidence. No reconciliation, please. That word should not come up. If you reconcile, that is the zoo style of covering everything under the carpet, whereby you believe to the, any politician can steal money and then come out. No, no reconciliation. What we want is the truth. Let's know what everybody did. And henceforth, anybody going around for Biafra, we must know you, even know your household.
Udebune, your line is not very clear, but I understand it, and you've exceeded 60 seconds, and I thank you very much for that. We want to get at the bottom of things. I said it before, that the reason why we do things the way we do is because we want anybody to walk up to anybody and ask questions, and we will answer. But not when you know the answer to something, or you're holding the key to something, you come back and be asking, where is the key? That is what bothers me. So we want to cleanse all this behavior away as we go on. So that when the time comes, people will say, do you remember that time at Radio Biafra? That something happened. There was an inquiry. So we will take it into Biafra. Anything that happens that borders on integrity, because everything we are doing here is based on trust. And when you trust people and bring them very close, it's just like Uchemi Obrestimamezugo running off one day and being possessed by the devil and then writing rubbish. People will have to ask questions, obviously, because these are the people you're working with. And you must answer those questions. And I will answer them. I have been answering, and I will answer all of them one after the other without, oh, my dear Lord, God have mercy. All the documentation will be kept and revealed to the public. The way they got to their decision must be explained to the public. But this will set us back for 6 months. Can we on Ukunu now? Because our operation on the ground is effectively compromised as a result of this. I hope people understand that. Not when you come, you say, I'm now changing the calendar. No, I'm not. For me to go back and reconstitute a brand new command from the commanders we have already will take me minimum 6 months. This time around, no longer on face value. They have to be under oath to serve their country with their life if need be. To arrange such a thing is monumental. It is not easy. 6 months delay as a result of this thing that happened. I don't want to preempt anything. As a result of this thing that happened, 6 months delay. Or else, there were information seeping out from people I never expected to have sensitive information about our operations on the ground. People are upset. They are leaking our operational details on the ground, bandying about the names of commanders on the ground all over the place. And when people are upset, nothing stops them from picking up the phone and calling Nigeria and saying, these people are here and there. So please, give us some time. I'm going home and I will rectify it. I can assure you. I will get our command back intact. And I will tell the commanders, if your name is out there, you've been compromised, I am sorry. You can no longer serve your country. That is the casualty of it all. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, we are Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwuagbomike. I'm calling from Trondheim in Norway, the coordinator of Trondheim.
Thank you very much. 2 minutes, if you may. 2 minutes.
Yes. Director, you are giving us 6 months for you to harmonize things. After the election, and Jonathan is elected as Nigerian president, we will not do anything. We will follow it as it comes. If we can wait for 6 months, the election and everything have gone, and if Jonathan is elected president, or even another person is elected president, we cannot do anything. November, December, January, if nothing is done, I think we are not doing anything.
Hang on one minute. Hold on. Let us get something very, very clear here. You cannot expect me to go and become a part of a unit that somebody will pick up the phone and tell Nigeria where I am and I will be assassinated. Do you understand that very well? Do you understand what is called a material breach of sensitive information?
complete breach of the security. Do you know why Benjamin Onwuka was caught when they traveled to go to NTA? Because he spoke carelessly to somebody. And as they were saying it, other people heard it. Before you know, the police were there. And they've been arrested up until now. Careless talk costs lives. There are sensitive operational details which I am hearing from people that I never expected them to even come close one day to understand what we are doing on the ground. All of that information is everywhere, being hawked all over the place to the highest bidder. If I go home and I am assassinated, people will walk away with millions. They'll become very rich. They will say I was careless. It is my fault. Oh, come, let us unite. And they continue what they're doing. And Biafra will not come. Do you understand
that? If Jonathan is elected president, then after 6 months, we commence march.
You are not understanding this, are you? Do you think this is easy to do? Do you think it is easy? If it were to be easy, how come they haven't done it all this while? I am not prepared to fail. Because what people will say is that, oh, Jukwu failed, led us to war, we died, we failed. Nnamdi Kanu did something, I will not do that. And we will only march when we are going to win. If you people are serious, give us the funding. If you people are serious, I will go home, I will interview all our commanders, I will understand those who have been compromised. And remove them. Let me finish. And those who are serious, we work with them. That is the way we operate. Do you think I'm going to risk the integrity of this operation by being very rash and very hasty in our operations? I will not do that. I can never ever do that. It is impossible. Impossible. This particular movement we are in can never ever be derailed. It's impossible. Because our hands are clean. As simple as that. People, we know everything that happened from top to bottom. Everything, I'm in possession of all the facts. People think they can subvert our command and use it as a leverage because some businessmen promised money. Once you commence work, we'll fund this very movement, we'll give millions to it. Because of that, they want to do cut and run. Cut a bit of what we're doing, go and use it to do one or two little things and get money. We've done it all before, we've seen it all before. And I'll give an example. When Owasurike was in prison, I think sometime in 2006 or thereabout, I was called to a meeting in East London, in Woolwich to be precise, called by a group called Biafra Liberation League, BLL. They called the meeting. At that meeting, they said that since Owasurike is in prison, let us replace him. After, at that very meeting, I told them, I am no party to this nonsense. At that same meeting, they discussed two things, in fact. One is let us replace Owasurike, and the other one is let us go and approach Igbo politicians to give us money to go and bury the dead, my sub-members killed, who were then at Onitsha. In fact, still at Onitsha till today, in the mortuaries, or in the morgues, as the case may be. I said no to both. They asked me why. I said, number one, Owasurike remains the leader of the movement until found wanting. Right now, he's in prison. Our priority is to campaign for him to be released. Because I believe in loyalty. I never change. I don't until you give me reason to. On the issue of Ojo Sokalo, I said to them, once you approach this man, you people are compromised and finished. Where are they today? They gave them the money. I don't want to mention names here. There are four people that used that money to go and buy a jeep. Ojo Sokalo gave them money. I think it's about something in the region of, I think about 5 million or so. To go and bury the dead. I give him credit for that. At least Ojo Sokalo tried then. Because you give people credit where it is due. Ojo Sokalo brought out money and gave to people parading as Biafrans to go and bury those killed by P2B inside mortuaries in Onitsha. They frittered away the money and they sold it. Whilst Owasurike was in jail, they constituted a committee. They are saying they are caretaker group or whatever. They started to go from one politician to another collecting money. And the spirit of the struggle was ripped out. And that was it. So you must understand that. There are some people who think that they know enough of our operational detail to subvert a few criminals within our midst. To use them to go and try something using our name so that rich businessmen can fund them. Oh God. They are mistaken. Grossly mistaken. They can never survive. Our operational details on the ground have been severely compromised. Severely, I'm telling you. handicapped and compromised. People are talking about things they should not be talking about. If those people can know those details, in here maybe go, to be honest with you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Chinedu Duro. I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain are you in? Turn the system down or move away from there. Which part of Spain are you calling from?
I'm calling from Madrid.
From Madrid, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the coordinator in Madrid. Please, I want to say something. That is a speech that our director made, now somebody intercept to that speech. This is what we have been saying. Not every question that somebody will just pick up a phone and call and ask. If our director said that our movement, our action is going to pick up in 6 months' time or in 1 year time, even if anybody have advice into it, insisting 1 month or 2 months, not on air. I have made that command. This is how it will be. So it will be on air. I don't know how my people behave. They want 2 steps of our director, then we know it. We are a freedom fighter. This is not meeting no money. Please, let everybody cush itself. Being the whole coordinators or people that is loyal to us, please.
Yes. Well,
if director said it's 20 years we take action, we'll be on his back. He leads us to that where he wants to lead us. Then if you don't want to follow him, you keep aside. We are not reconciling with anybody. We don't have any problem with anybody. People that is not with us now are not the Biafrans. Simple as that. Let us be straightforward on what you are doing.
Point
sorry, tomorrow is that. Let me announce this. Use the motion to announce our meeting, please. We are having a meeting tomorrow. Where it normally be in Mostoles, in Madrid, by 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. That point is taken. That is something people, you know, we prefer to answer every question and be very open. But I'm not going to be entertaining questions from Hausa people bearing Igbo names, saying they are our coordinators, asking stupid, silly questions. You go to European Forum and ask such a question, not live on air. Or try again to contradict what I'm saying. That will no longer be tolerated. Never again. You are not privy to the information I have. We are not about to waste lives for the sake of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is Radio Biafra. Let us see who is on the line. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Emmanuel Osita. I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain are you in?
In Bilbao.
In Bilbao, please go ahead.
Director, I just want to say something about the man that I said before that we should not judge anybody. We have agreed that we are not going to judge anybody. But what I want to say that those people, especially that Ngozi and his group, even if it happened that you are going to forgive them, they will never go any post in Biafra. Because what the people have written in Facebook is unforgivable. So let them be careful. I'm not supportive of forgiving them, but if it happened that you are going to forgive them, they should not hold any post again. If they like, let them call Radio Biafra. If they like, they don't like, let them stay at their house. And another thing I want to tell that man that I called before that I questioned about your 6 months. That man should be careful the way he talk, because maybe he have collected money from the zoo. He wants to sell us to the zoo. That's why he's questioning about 6 months that you are giving. Let you go and sit down and mind the way you talk. That's what I want to say, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. You know, sometimes I wonder the caliber of people. That is what today William said. I mean, the caliber of people we are recruiting, I can't understand some of them sometimes. You claim you want to serve your country. Talking so much nonsense. So much garbage and rubbish. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra. You have listened to us today. We are also going to come back to you 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. That this is Radio Biafra. Listen to all over the world. We thank you for having joined us. We thank you for having imparted your knowledge onto us. We have learned from you. You have learned from us, we hope. And that is why to us, Biafra will always remain more than a country to us. It is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will continue to guide, protect, nurture each and every one of us of pure heart. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all very much for listening. And this time around, do join us 7 a.m. in the morning. From me here in London, good evening.
Pressure.